Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. So sit back, turn it up. Enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fit your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seats slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance to put Mr. Marcus to shame. Can you get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane? No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats, too much friction and snap. K-Y, I'll spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax. Mega the Man production, straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group, City.
What's up? Welcome to my Tuesday edition of Chocolate City. I call it the St. Louis style because we have Murphy Lee of the St. Lunatics, Mr. Freaky Moscato himself, and we also have Danny D Music coming on. Her song is so fucking hot. Like, she had the song called I Know You Know. It's on iTunes. Man, you guys have got to get that shit. I've been playing that shit all day, all night, and all day again. I swear it's going to be a good one. Tonight's topic is how far will you go to please your mate? Woo, I can't wait to hear some of these damn answers tonight. I have Miss Nay in the house, and I have Mr. G.A. You know, Chocolate City, we love them. They are so funny. I know Mr. G.A. probably got some shit to say, because he called before I did. But anyway, he's probably going to call and make some excuse to old big-ass Travis, but I don't give a fuck. Anyway, we are getting ready to bring on Princess Nay and Mr. G.A. and see what the hell has been going on with them since we were last on the show last week. So, hi, Mr. G.A.
Hey, baby. How you?
Damn it. It's not me. It's this damn, let me get the, okay, there we go. Then, there go Nay. Man, look, Twitter has been off the chain. I wake up this morning, because I went to bed at 4 o'clock this morning, so I was just tired. I wake up, and then I see all these damn tweets about the show and it's going down, Murphy Lee tweet, and I'm like, shit, I'm still too lazy to get my laptop, so I just tweet from my damn phone, then I go back to sleep. Had a conference call, I fell asleep on that bitch. I was tired. Like, shit, I need my energy for tonight, because I don't know what kind of energy Mr. Freaky Moscato going to bring, but I don't think it's anything to match my energy. And then with Danny, wow, she went and joined the site, and she was just like, wow, she didn't know what to expect. But, hey, with my site, she never know what to expect. So within the next 24 to 48 hours, the ChocMommyProductions.net will be completely shut down. That's why I sent that last email. If you don't join, too fucking bad, ain't my fault. I sent y'all asses emails all last week, and I sent you one today. So don't be hitting me up on my fucking inbox on my number talking about the site is closed down. No shit, motherfuckers, I told y'all. So I don't care. Or the duh. Fuck all that. Mr. GA, you know what? I love you. You're such a fucking instigator. You know your boy Trav gonna try to get some brownie points by like the baddest bitch on Twitter and tweet that earlier this week. Motherfucker,
I
you still
lame
as hell.
I saw that.
Like, come on. Like, he trying to kiss my ass. Like, man, him and all them extra roles. Get the fuck out of here, Roly Poly.
I saw that.
He can kiss my ass. Like, fuck, nah. Hell no. I don't got time.
Like
I don't got time. Yeah, now, when you stick your finger, like,
yeah, that's silly.
No, you ain't got time for that bullshit.
But remember, the Pillsbury Doughboy didn't have a dick either, so they could be identical
he
twins.
He sure didn't. But you know what? He plumps when you cook them because I got some Pillsbury dough cookies in the refrigerator. I got the sugar cookies and the fucking chocolate chip. And you know the motherfuckers is a round ball. Well, you know, like a little octagon shape or whatever. And then when you lay the motherfuckers down, they spread out. Isn't that how a fat person do it?
Oh, yeah.
That's how they do when they lay down or when they get hot, they spread out.
Yeah, I'd be like, like, no, but actually, I do have, what did my friend say? A chubby chaser. The only fat guy I fucked is when I lived in Fort Lauderdale. He was so cute. He had blue eyes. The eyes is what got me. He had a nice personality. He was Spanish and everything, right? So, it's like, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try. Because I can see me and him being together from the face up. You know what I'm saying? Girl, that night we went out. And then we came back to my apartment. He was like, ooh, don't let the size fool you. His dick was up inside. He had to, like, actually work it out. But it was there, you know? It wasn't, like, all super big. But I was like, oh, my gosh. And all I could do was, like, ride. He was like, let me hit it from the back. No, that's okay. That's okay. That's all right. Then after that, I just couldn't do it. I was just amazed that. Looking at it, like how you had to, you know, work it and then boom, it just came out. He wasn't super fat, though. He wasn't a Travis kind of fat. He wasn't a fat Albert kind of fat or nothing like that. He was just real fluffy. And when he laid down, it laid down with him, but his dick stood up. I was able to ride it. But then I did have to push some shit up. So that's how far are you willing to go to please your mate? I slept with your fat ass.
Uh-uh.
That's
I'm not willing to go that far.
Hey, I was trying to turn over a new leaf. In Florida, I dated an ugly motherfucker that was working for Po' Boys. He probably still works for Po' Boys. Then I dated a fat motherfucker. No, we went out once and fucked, and then I just couldn't do it anymore. And he still hits me up from time to time.
You've given up all the sympathy sex that you have to, so you don't have to do it anymore.
Oh, hell no, I ain't doing it no more. I'm going back, you know. But I'm on some other shit. Like, on the show, I'm, like, mad good. But, you know, I'm on that little spiritual attraction, getting myself together kind of thing. And it's working. But I'm so out of whack. Like, I go to bed late. I wake up early. And then throughout the day, I'm just all fucked up in the game. I've been so sluggish today. It could be because of the weather. I don't know. But, yeah, I'm trying to do something different mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Sexually, I ain't really fucking. I was just like, when I came to Atlanta, then, you know, I was probably going to bang. But you know what? I'm saving it. I'm saving my coochie. So when I do bust this big gigantic nut, I want to be like a fucking tsunami. I want to drown that motherfucker. It just come out, and it'll be actual liquid, not piss, but liquid. You know, I dedicate that to Travis because he don't know the difference between the two. But
Yeah,
Mr. DA stupid, because I hear that motherfucker over there on his damn BlackBerry texting that bitch. Talk about, hey, Trav, man, they in on you. And then Don could like, are you going to go in on Travis tonight or are you going to take it easy? Shit, how about we go in on you since you want to be saver, bitch? You want to save Travis' ass? Travis said to
nobody save him.
No.
This is the deal.
No.
There is no hope for Travis. Travis is a lost cause. He is a fat, funky, lame-ass punk nigga that don't do shit. He wants to talk like he's doing something, but he ain't doing nothing because he can't do nothing. He got to pay for pussy, the little bit that he gets, and then the pussy that he paid for don't even want to say that it's good.
When you got paper, your dick is good. Like, it don't even matter how whack it is. If you caked up, you got the best dick in the world. You will be hurting my ass when I'm thinking about them racks on racks on racks. Like, oh, yes, take this big. Oh, your dick is so big. It's the biggest I have. Lying like a motherfucker.
So
be one to laugh. But
so
I'm thinking about that thing at the end.
How bad he is.
Nah, he can't even make it sprinkle on drizzle. Isn't that what Medea said? I made it drizzle. They sure as hell couldn't make it rain. So, yeah, he make it drizzle on bitches. So, I don't know. It's going to be quite interesting. I was up on Twitter just fucking around, hit up 40 Glock for him to come on the show. He was like, let's make it happen. And, you know, P always got to be the damn... person of logic. She was like, please.
The mediator.
Don't ask that man about plies in the bathroom and shit. And I'm like, shit, did it happen? So that's public knowledge. Shit. If you a goon, you supposed to be a goon no matter where the fuck you at, right or wrong. And it's not like the short bastard is ever going to come on my show. Because one of the rules for him coming on the show, he's going to have to take off his hat.
I think he would come on the show.
Who flies? Because he's nasty. He's going
to
be talking about dropping mayonnaise in people's salads. He need to come defend himself. Now, see, that would need to be some face-to-face in the studio kind of shit. Because you know what I would say to him? Because I would make sure I'm wearing some heels. Look up at me when I'm talking to you.
Why you dumb?
Like, yes, I make sure I got on my 40. I don't need heels to be taller than him, but, you know, I'll make sure I had on some 4-inch heels and just be like, yeah, like, how is the weather down there, you know? Like, they got a new version of the Wiz. Are you going to be a lollipop kid? I'm going to get sued, and it's all y'all fault. You know that, right? It's all
it's
y'all fault if
fault.
I get sued.
I'll be like, Your Honor, I cannot tell a lie. She made me say it. She paid me to say
wow.
it.
Wow. I made it. And then Mr. GA, what the hell is he going to say? He just going to be like, look.
Man, I was supporting 500%. You know, I always got the dogs back. I always got their back.
Man, if it's a man,
you're crazy.
You don't know what's up under the bus. If it's a man judge, he's like, Your Honor, these some dirty brides. And if he's a cool ass judge, we're going to go from dirty brides to dirty bitches.
Yeah.
He's going to be up in the courtroom giving that bitch dap. Like, see what I'm saying? Your Honor, I was on the show. You know, I call the show. I'm vibing it. I love this show. But not once did anything come out my mouth. I tried to flick the hand and tell her, you know, hey, me being a business professional myself, I know the things you're supposed to say and you're not supposed to say. But that damn Chalk, Your Honor, she's a dirty broad, man. You from Brooklyn, don't worry.
He'll be
you
like, Donna, look, this is what Mr. D.A. going to be like, man, she was talking about that anal licking and stuff. Y'all, you ever had that, man? You just don't know. You got that power. That power.
It's going to be a wrap. It is going to be a wrap. And then Travis, ass-kissing ass, is going to be in the fucking courtroom. Mr. G.A., I love you, man. Hey, you think you can hook up where I can meet Freaky in person? I mean, I know I ran him off the showroom back in January, but I just want to meet him.
going ham on the motherfucking
night. I think that night Travis sucked dick better than me. That night, man.
Oh, shit.
Man, it was so crucial. Freaky hung up and said that the phone died. He was having problems. He tried to call back. That motherfucker line. I see the switchboard. I ain't see phone number pop up no motherfucking more. I would have hung up, too. Like, what the fuck? I called to talk about, oh, shit, guess who's on the line?
On the line.
Take a guess.
My boy Chad.
Yes, but you know, Trav ain't even allowed to call the show no more because y'all remember what I said.
Come on, bring him in.
But remember what I told him, Travis, if I don't see you Thursday, don't call my motherfucking show no more. Now, this is what's going to happen. He going to say while he was on his way to Greensboro, not knowing where the fuck he was going, he had a flat tire. Or
whatever.
The bitch that slapped him and had Pookie run over him, she flattened his tires. Or she took his keys and he couldn't leave. That's what's going to happen. That's going to be the bullshit story Travis is going to give. So I'm going to bring on Travis, and then we have a 215 number two. Trav.
Yo.
What
a
tap out.
Ain't nothing. Listen, I ain't even going to hit y'all with no excuses because for real, I don't got none. I just didn't show up. That's all. No story, no soft story. I just didn't show up. That's all.
And if I was you, I wouldn't
have
showed up either.
She had a strap on to you for you if that's what you really wanted. I mean, all you had to do was just say so.
Say so about what?
That
she had a strap on that she could have used if that's what you wanted.
But you let Mr. D
say it again.
Fucked up.
Say it again, Wave. What I wanted? Who that talking?
That's Nay.
That's
Nay. That's the one you never ever get a chance to get on. That's Nay. That's gonna be dissing you hard as hell. That's her. That's Nay.
Oh, that's
okay,
Nay.
Well,
that's the one.
The marinade. Because I think one of my guests is on. Let me find out. Hold on 1 second. Damn it! 215-410.
That's Danny. What's up?
What's up, girl? How the hell are you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm here talking shit with Trav and Mr. G.A. Let me give you some background, and then you're going to introduce yourself. Mr. G.A.
Let me get a Philly cheesesteak, boo.
Brooklyn, but he lives in DA. He lives in the ATL, and he's a fucking shit starter. He's my weekly instigator. What happens is he'll get motherfuckers like Travis, Mr. Magic, and other stars to commit radio suicide. Get them to see that they can fuck me and fuck the shit out of me and get their feelings hurt. Trav let Mr. G.A. talk his ass into something, and he didn't show up. Trav ain't even supposed to be on the line right now, but, you know,
at least I didn't hit you with no excuse, Top. At least I didn't get up on here and say yada, yada, yada. At least I kept it a buck with you. I just didn't come.
But okay. What's good with you not showing up? That's not right.
I mean, I know it's not, and I never called or nothing like that.
Danny, you got another history. This is one pussy-ass nigga, and that's why he didn't show up. Because in the end, the only thing he wanted was
the
top.
Who is that talking about? For real, who that?
All he had to do was ask for it.
That's me? That's me.
Oh.
Hey, yo, Nate, let me tell your ghostwriting ass something. First of all, I never even spoke to you. That's first. Now, I understand that you want to chop soldiers and all that good shit, but you got no business to this world when you wasn't there when the shit was signed. So all you need to do
is explain something to you.
Playing that
as long as I have a voice, I can say whatever the hell I want to say. And you start being a pussy-ass nigga and just defend yourself. You the one talking about cum tastes like urine. So what kind of fucked-up-ass nigga is going to sit there and say that cum tastes like piss? I mean, really? Really? I'm still on that one. I mean, you just
period
point blank. You
see,
want that
like
ass nigga and you just dumb.
What you saying, man?
Oh, boy.
Ain't nobody think about that fucking wankster? She got a battery pack in her back. That's all that bullshit is. I ain't never spoke to her. She always either not on the show or ain't saying shit. Now, all of a sudden, today, she went to Walmart and bought a backbone.
Oh,
take
no,
that
sweetie.
Shit back, Mom.
I ain't saying stuff. You just jumped on the wrong one. That's not my fault that you're too ignorant to recognize who's talking to you.
I don't know. There's not a time that you come out here that's ever quiet. Y'all are killing me. Travis, we got to go. Travis, we're going to do time out. Danny, tell us about yourself and your projects. Because I can't wait to play I Know You Know. That shit is so fucking hot. But that ain't even the one I'm going to hit him with first. I'm going to hit him with the... Oh, damn, Travis. You ain't mad, is you?
Anything that you want to as a Central Saturday.
Y'all want to hear some
something that's real funny, though? My first experience with a female was in Buckhead in the female's bathroom at Tongue and Groove. So I said, God, it's personal because she was messing with me, and then I was like, okay, look, like, I was drinking. It ain't too many times you're going to be playing with my coochie up under the table. My boyfriend at the time didn't even know what the hell was going on. I was like, I got to go to the bathroom. And she was like, well, I was like, come to the bathroom with me. Closed the door, pushed her ass on the sink, pulled up her bra, started sucking her titties, and pulled down her pants and started messing with the box. Then was like, she was like, ooh. She was like, you ready to go fuck your man? I'm like, yes. She, like I told you, he had no clue. I'm like, baby, I'm ready to go. I was whining. You know, I was being like a Princess Nay. I was being bratty that night because it was all about me because it was my birthday celebration. And I'm like, I'm ready to go. So he go gets the car. And it's raining. So we're driving downtown Atlanta. Man, I'm looking at her. She looking at me. I done hopped in the back seat. We done got butt, booty, ass, neck. And he driving. I'm like, pull the car over right now. And he's like, you're so in downtown Atlanta. You talking about an awesome ass threesome? Now that's a question of how far are you willing to go to please your mate? And he looked at me like, I can't do this. And I'm looking at him like, motherfucker, you better fuck her like you fuck me. And man, that was the best time. She fell asleep in the back seat. I get dressed. We drop her off to her car. Then we go home and we fuck all night long. Then the flip side about that is the bitch was trifling. He ended up breaking up with me, getting back with her, and I ended up being more trifling because I'm like, because I thought I was safe. This bitch had a boyfriend and a husband. Who the fuck thought she was going to want my sorry ass man? But he did have a daddy. But I'm like, all right, cool. So, you know, I'm going to be a dirty bitch today. I fucked his brother and his cousin, and I told him on his birthday.
What?
Yeah, that was wrong. You did fucking brother to you wrong too. Yeah, that
you,
yeah, you know, matter of fact,
took it to another level. Took it to a
whole family.
No.
Yeah,
no,
the whole
because
family.
No. You know why? It's because please, like, you don't bite the hand that feeds you. I'm handling this shit. I'm holding this shit down. You feel me? If you're going to do some shit like that, be man enough to tell me. Don't let me come up to a motherfucking club and I'm seeing y'all together. And when we go to the club, your ass ain't dancing, but you dancing with this hoe? I'm like, what? Like, are you serious? Like, wow, I knew he was acting funny, but then it came clear. I was ready to beat her ass in the club. She wouldn't come to the bathroom. So over a period of time, shit happened. So he was still fucking with her. We tried to get back together, whatever, but I'm just like, nah, mm-mm. After I told him about his brother and shit and his cousin, then, you know, we worked things out, but things were never the same. But I'm just saying, it just stemmed from the bathroom. So I know about that attraction and then you in the bathroom and the adrenaline and, like,
it's spontaneous. It being so spontaneous,
yes.
You know?
Oh, my God, it's nothing more spontaneous than having a bitch between your legs licking on your clit and she's shaking that monkey. Ain't nothing more spontaneous than that.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm curious, you know. I'm curious.
I don't know. I'm curious. Well, listen, you're on the right show there. You're on the right show. We're going to make it happen.
I know that's right.
Matter of fact, I think bisexual is the appropriate song to play right now.
Go.
I haven't been here before. car. You're amazing the way you are, Bruno Mars. And ooh, that body language. Do your legs spread apart? Do they go both ways like I? Benita Applebaum got a whole lot of thigh. And me being high ain't got a lot of time. We can keep this on the low, be a victim in my crime.
Danny D. Like, do you ever lay in your bed, you made that song, and just start thinking?
You know what? Like, once I finish my verse and the beat just plays, you know, because I definitely still got to finish it up. I'm looking for someone else to hop on the track, and I let the beat roll. My imagination just takes me places. Like I said, I'm curious, you know what I mean? But she makes me nervous, so I don't know, you know? I don't know.
Why? Because she's experienced?
She's experienced. But she's experienced, and I'm a virgin to that side of my sexuality. So you know how it is when your first time, you could go back there to your first time. You don't know what to do.
I was like that because my first time, she actually thought I had been with somebody else. But us being females, we know how we like to be pleased, so it's easy. It's just like the initial shock of letting it go down. What I would say is let her start getting into you, and then you start finding your comfort zone. And then as you feel comfortable, then you explore the different body parts on her. Then the next thing you know, shit, you bumping fur, and hopefully she ain't got none, and you ain't got none, because ain't nothing like a bald pussy. But, I mean, that's me.
I know I'm good. That would be all her.
Oh, yeah, because it would be kind of ugly. She pulled her damn dong, and her motherfucking pussy looking like alfalfa. No, I mean, barf. You like, oh, fuck.
Fuck that. That would be horrible.
What the hell? What the fuck is this? Bitch, I'm going to go get a razor, some clippers, some edgers, everything. But, nah, that's what you got to do. I mean, that's what I would do. I mean, Princess Nay, how would you handle the situation?
Yeah.
Because you're in the same situation that Danny is in. I mean, you're curious, so, like, your first interaction, how would you handle it, or how would you like that to be? Would you want it to be with a friend, somebody you know? Would you want it to be with a total stranger? Or would you want it to be with a situation where it's a threesome for you and your man?
Well, Nay a freak. She want to be a stranger because she a freak. I would say a stranger for Megan. She's a straight freak. Told you.
I want to see a straight stranger, somebody that's going just that I don't have to freak, but they just want to freak me, put me upside down.
Okay. Sometimes when you're getting freaked, you want to get freaked back.
I know that's right. Cause I want to get freaked back. You know what I mean?
Well, go ahead, Danny.
No, I want them to do me.
Yeah, they're going to do you, but you're going to feel so good and so on another level that you're going to want to do something to reciprocate what you're feeling. You're going to want them to feel like that, too. Trust me. Because the first female that I was with one-on-one, it was my best friend. And she had been after me for a while. I swear, man, Atlanta will get you fucked up. So we're at my apartment, and we went to my brother's best friend's house. And we're looking at dirty movies. So we're all just playing around and shit. So, like, I can't do nothing because I'm chilling. And she go do something. So we driving down 285 Spaghetti Junction coming from fucking Cobb County. I was in my 5-speed Mustang. Everybody knows that my titties is my hot spot. When I tell you this bitch started sucking on my titties and I got to my apartment doing 85, hopped in the shower, I was already hot. Like, what could I do? But, you know what I mean? Then it was just me and her. Then my boyfriend at the time called, and all I could do was just let him listen. He was mad, but shit, if you would have been where you were supposed to be, you could have been where you wasn't. You know what I mean? So it's like me and her, and she got me feeling so good that I wanted to reciprocate to her. You know what I mean? And make her feel good and have a good time and whatnot, and that's what I did.
So Nay.
Shut the hell up, Mr.
GA.
What?
Hold on, Nay. So you saying that you want to give and not, you want to give, you can receive and not give back? Don't you say right now?
No, I didn't say that. I mean, it's just that in the beginning that I would prefer to start off. I mean, that's what I said.
Okay. Now watch this, like that.
You ain't watching. Shut up.
Okay, so we already know how we please each other. How far would we go to please our mate? And I'm going to start with Danny. Danny, how far would you go to please your man? Like, you know, on some your shit. Like, you know, sometimes men put ideas in our head or whatever, and sometimes we just want to do something special for them. So how far would you go to make sure your man was completely satisfied?
How far would I go? I mean, it depends on my man at the time. But I'll do, if he's treating me right and the relationship's going well, I'm going to do what it takes to keep that relationship going. You know what I mean? I'm going to do what it takes. If he wants another female there once in a blue moon, and you know what I mean, and I'm feeling it, she can come too. If he needs to pull over while we're driving, and I've done this before, and get a little bit, we can do that. You know, it really depends on how I'm feeling, you know. You're talking to the girl who pulled over one night and got it in on the golf course, you know what I mean? Because that's just where the open field was. That's what we did. Like,
Sex on the green.
Tiger Woods.
Sex on the green. It was a good time. But I think spontaneous things, that keeps the relationship going. So whatever it takes.
Yes. Let's see. To keep it fair, we're going to go to Mr. GA and then we get back to Nate because we're outnumbered to you. UCME gets on the line because I hear they're tweeting, so they might be kind of deep, but it don't matter. It don't even matter. So, Mr. GA, how far would you go to please your mate?
Oh, man, let me see. For me now, I have a limit. Now, I'm not sharing my pussy. I'm saying to the – no, I'm going to say this, but I'm saying now, I do a threesome. I'm saying me and a girl. I'm not sharing my – with another nigga. I'm not doing that. That's as far as I go. You know what I'm saying? I ain't sharing no dude. My shorty no dude. But we can go on. She can have all the fun she wants. She eat pussy. Get a pussy eating out the whole 9 yards. But that's as far as I go with it. For mine.
What's up with the double standard? I always want to know this. Why is it okay, right, when another female comes in the picture, but if your girl want to test the waters with another man, why is that just a problem? If you're right there.
Now, I'm saying, listen, now, listen, I'm saying, listen. And if somebody cares about it, that ain't going to happen. Nah, that's dead. That's dead. That's dead. You know what I'm saying? It's dead, yo. That is dead, Dan. That's
that.
Dead.
I got like a fucking man's mentality and a female's mentality. Men don't want to share their pussy, especially if it's like a swinger. If it's a swinger environment, maybe, because they like, oh,
yeah,
I'm getting
maybe,
some pussy
right.
too. But like, as far as bringing another dude into the equation, they don't want to do
hell
that
no.
because if the dude's dick is bigger than theirs or they fucking a female better, they gonna be dirty.
I'm saying you already know. Listen. Real talk. You already know that I'm saying. Okay, your man fuck you real good, right? That's his regular home dick. But you have some music in the picture ain't fucking you. You be like, yo, that's a real good dick. You might take your nigga the whole. You might do a backflip, my nigga. Hell nah. Nah. We good, fool.
It's just double standards. Cause they don't care if they man. They don't care if they fucking a female and her pussy might be better than ours. You know what I'm saying? They're just like, oh, baby, it was some strange. And, you know, I'm so used to your pussy, blah, 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 blah. Me personally, nigga, bring a bitch home and we both will outfuck you. You know what I'm saying? If her pussy better than mine, good. So that means when I don't want to fuck you, you know what hoe to call and bring her home and let her do you right. I know she ain't going to suck your dick better than me. That's one thing I know she ain't going to do.
But I dig that.
So did. That means I got a vacation coming. You can fuck his big dick, small dick. Give me a break. But a man with a man, hell nah, they'll lose their fucking mind. Because as soon as y'all driving home, first thing this motherfucker going to say is, oh, so his dick was bigger than mine? So his dick was better than mine? Word. Let me see your phone. Make sure that you ain't get the number. He's going to work for 2 days. He's going to be stuck up in the house making sure your ass is in the house going to work, making sure you ain't giving the next nigga your his pussy. But on the flip side, trust and believe, he going to double back for that good pussy that y'all shared, whether it was in the house or at the club and the backseat of the car, and keep it moving. That's how men are. So that's why I don't feel no love when I bang y'all motherfuckers out and keep it moving. I like I don't know you or tell you your dick ain't good while you fucking me, or I'll fuck the shit out of you, get mine, and then hop the fuck off and throw up the deuces. I don't even feel bad no more. Mr. G, have you confirmed that it's okay for me to keep dogging men out? Thank you so much. I love you.
You's a funny-ass nigga.
So when I be sucking the cum out of them with my head, my felony head game, I don't even feel bad. I don't even feel bad when they balled up and shit. I don't feel bad at all. Like, yeah. And then after they nut and I keep going and that shit is all super sensitive and everything like that, I'm laughing. And I'm going to have my video camera out so I can take that shit and put it on chuckmommy.ning.com.
That's a dirty broad. That's a dirty broad.
I'm a dirty bitch. I'm a dirty guy. I'm a dirty bitch with some good pussy and some killer ass head, whether it be male or female. Now, on that note, I have to play this song. You know what? I was going to play Take That, the remix, because you know how I feel about Take That. Now I was going to dedicate that to Diddy and Mr. G.A. Take That. But, nah, I got to give up something else. Hold on. Where is it? Shit. Oh, my goodness. Oh, God. Y'all are working me up. I'm all hot and sweaty over here.
And that pussy on vacation.
Yeah, my pussy is on vacation.
It's on vacation, y'all. Ain't nobody getting that pussy. It's a holiday.
That's right. It's not my fault. And I know I uploaded this fucking song. Now, see, this is the shit that be making me mad. Like, for real. Like, oh, here it is. Boom. This is my favorite song by Danny D.
Why you always look so sad? Looks too good to be smiling, baby. I want you so bad, you just don't understand. I know you got a girl, but I can just be a friend. I can't comprehend how you won't let me in. My poetic justice, my papers to my pen. I'm a girl, I spit game, baby. You're a dime, you're a ten. Can we run away, get gone with the wind? spend money, spend time. Close your eyes and pretend that I'm sailing in your ocean, spinning in your rim. Ralph Lauren and Simpson, chills through my limbs. Love is a game and I play the game to win. Been with many boys, not as many men. Sweet as a raspberry, bitter as a lemon. Cause most of these women boast about tricking. Your shorty, she coasts through the life that she living. But shorty, I toast to every gift that I'm giving. And you're one of mine. Here's some wine, God, you're so fine. And baby, 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 we can take it slow. We can do what you want. She don't have to know. You know I know. You know I know. And baby, 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 we can take it to the top. And baby, 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 with the lights down low, we can do what you want. She don't have to know. You know I know. You know I know. And baby, 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 we can take it to the top from here.
Inhale your words. Exhale my curve. Fixate the verb to alleviate your nerves. Can I get that?
Yeah.
I think I can. While I'm driving, I am eyeing the fries in your skin.
Woo.
Watch the sun rise in the house that I rent. Steaming up the windows, thank God for the tent. Oh God, I have sinned. Breaking up a home, but the home was a house and the lights were always dim. You deserve to shine, so open up my curtain. Loving how you smile when I'm flirting. Boy, I put the work in. Told me she cheated. I can heal the hurting. I can be your teacher. See how you're learning. I can tell by the smell of a cheap hotel. I wanna bathe you in the rich, lavish you in Chanel. Baby, everything you do it well, like LL.
And baby, 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 we can take it slow. We can do what you want. She don't have to know. You know I know. You know I know.
And baby, 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 we can take it to the top. And baby, 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 with the lights down low, we can do what you want. She don't have to know. You know I know. You know I know. And baby, 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 we can take it to the top.
Started out with just a little kiss. As I sit back with a cigarette and reminisce. But how you creep down my hips with your smooth fingers, just lick your lips. I gotta get a grip, can't seem to shake the shit.
Can't seem to get over what you do to me. I wanna tell the whole community how you saved my life. You're my immunity. This love is destined to be the sweetest unity. You're the switch to my sweet, the snare to my beat. The air I wanna share as I breathe a luminaire. With a million millionaires on a yacht, dressing Cartier. Pull my hair, I don't care, makeup everywhere. You can be my poetry, surprise the world, no one know it's me. Cause it's truly we, you're a lion, you're my king. Can you be my everything, all this love that you bring? Make a rap, I wanna sing.
That's what you do to me.
And baby, 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 we can take it slow. We can do what you want, she don't have to know. You know I know, you know I know. And baby, 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 we can take it to the top. And baby, 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 with the lights down low, we can do what you want, she don't have to know. You
You know I know, man. Chica is about to say fuck being on strike and saving herself till I go to Atlanta and fuck. Mr. Sweetie Machado is on the line, and y'all know we've been waiting for this because, I mean, like, anybody that can be in a video and take a credit card and swipe a bitch ass, you know they fucked like rabbits that night. Because there was a whole bunch of pussy in that video. I even had my mama ass up at 3 o'clock in the morning looking at that shit. Because we lied to her. But you already know. He gonna be built for this show. I don't know if he gonna ride the whole wave. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna bring him on and see what the hell he got to say. This is gonna be quite interesting. I'm about to like put it up. Damn it. Damn it. Okay. Hello, Mr. Freaky Moscato.
Mr. Freaky Moscato. That's fun. What's going on, Mama?
How you doing? You are officially riding the chocolate wave. Now, it's not too many people that can ride the wave and completely stay on the motherfucker without falling off or without getting stuck or, like, talking their ass into some shit that they can't get out of. The one thing that you have in your advantage is that tip drip video, because I know y'all fucked. I mean, it's nothing nobody can tell me. If I was in that video, I would have been fucking. So I know that has to be, like, one of the best things. And you got this new mixtape talking about women, wine, and weed. So that's three scenarios for fucking right there.
then Freaky Moscato won, and then your lips. That's a complete package right there.
You're fun.
I told Francis. Ain't nothing nice about this show. Like, I'm looking like, Then when you was in the video, Shake Your Tail Feather, I'm like, damn. Then you was grown in the video, but damn, now you on your grown and sexy. That picture that I'm running on the twit pic about you being on the show, you holding the wine, the side pic, and the dreads all nice and neat and... Damn, like,
can I play with him when we go to Atlanta?
You know, it would be nice if he met us in Atlanta, but right now he is the spokesperson for he wants to be fucked. Like, he can't look like that and expect not any female
I'm
to
for
not
real.
Want to
so I think that he should play with us when we come to Atlanta.
Well, you know what?
That
depends on how he does on his softball tournament. Because people have been hitting me up talking about his softball tournament and, you know, can he play? I hope he can play. You know, that would be kind of ugly. I have confidence in him. I haven't seen his legs or anything like that. I've seen his hands.
Even if
he can't play, he's capable of doing something.
Look, even if he can't play, I would be willing to give him a nice rub down after that softball tournament.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Whether it's with my hands, with my lips, whichever one he prefers. But, you know, I could definitely do that for Mr. Freaky Moscato. I don't mind.
He's going to need a tongue massage after all that. You know what I'm saying? Then with him performing and he's promoting his mixtape and his projects and everything like that, he's all over the place. I've been watching his timeline and he's very interactive with his supporters and stuff like that. I like that. Like, that takes him to a new level. Like, really, it takes him to a new level. And you know what? I'm going to extend the courtesy to him that I normally don't extend to people. When my highly anticipated single drops, because I'm not a rapper, but I got the single coming out called My Head Game is a Felony, I would be honored if you made a guest appearance.
I like how that sounds. I like how that sounds. My Head Game is a Felony.
It is. For anybody that has been on my site and seen it, shit, they know it's a felony. I don't want it to be lethal because I don't want to kill motherfuckers, but Mr. G.A. is still around. He done had the Pop Rocks ass and all, so.
Pop Rocks and the pussy.
Oh, wow. Listen.
The title fits her, I mean, just well, yo, for real. The head game, listen, son, I'm telling you, if she don't come on your joint, yo, son, it's going to be a mess.
That's hilarious.
Yo, she's real with it, son, real talk.
I know you're like, what the fuck kind of talk show is this? And I don't think I kind of explained it to him when I hit him on Twitter. See, Chocolate City is a radio show. We have musical guests on. We play music and we talk. But it's a format for you to talk shit, do whatever the hell you want to. There is no censorship. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we might be like, what kind of fucker is he? You might be a thug fucker. You might be one of those that just want to lay up in the pussy and wiggle. Or you might be in your, you know, your flexible mood where you might switch it up. On this show, my mouth is reckless. I say whatever the hell I feel. What comes up comes out. And it's cool. People like it because it's a different kind of show. And it'll be played back, so people will get a feel, be like, damn, Murphy is real. Like, yo, he like giving it up like that? Be like, you know, because we're going to ask you some questions. You know that's coming, right?
That's all good.
I got a question.
I'm with.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
What it do?
Okay, this is Princess Nay, and my question is, do you like to have your ass licked?
Fuck no, I don't like my ass licked. I don't like, you know, when in my ass, you can't go, you can go right up under my balls, right there to the bottom of my balls, and don't go no further, or it's going to be something.
Not just...
Okay, my question is, how spontaneous are you? If you seen a chick at the club and, you know, she's feeling you and you feeling her, would you necessarily wait to the end of the club to fuck her, or would you take her outside, whether it be up against the building or if you take in the bathroom or in the backseat of your car, would you bang her?
I usually walk up to a girl and tell them, y'all go tell the DJ to, or the person with the mic to yell on the mic and tell everybody in the room to close their eyes. So we can just go and get it right there.
I don't like
when I see something that I like to go and, you know what I'm saying, go there if we can. You know what I'm saying? If we can't, then, you know, I got patience. I'm a grown man.
Ooh, I have another question.
Oh, my gosh. She's an on-the-spot fucker. I like that.
I have another question. So what's the freakiest place or the most public place that you've ever had sex? Because, you know, I like public is nice. So tell me what's...
I think shit. I don't know. I'm a grown ass man. I'm smashed everywhere. Probably. I don't know. Elevator. Club. I don't know. What y'all? Where y'all at with thighs? I don't know. Everywhere. Anywhere you can name, I'm probably smashed. I'm a certified flapper.
That works for me.
Name the place.
I got a question.
Oh,
Jenny D got a question. I want to know what's your fantasy that you haven't already done yet.
My fantasy is probably like four bad ones, like on an island or somewhere, somewhere away. We all got on the plane and shit. Ain't no telling what happened on the plane, but we all got on the plane and went like somewhere, you know what I mean, to a beach or something for about a weekend or something, just wild out. That's like one of my fantasies right there.
I like that.
They put away not just getting with some girls who just like each other and y'all just what's called, but like some straight up, we straight took a trip, like they took a trip with Dirty, you know what I mean?
Oh,
I like that. That's
sexy. I like that.
Damn, yeah. And he'll sit there and, yeah, like four chicks messing with each other, and then he come in and balance out the equation. Sling some dick here, sling some dick there, let them lick, munch, hunch, toys, then come back and give them some dick. Then that way he'll never tire himself out because it's an even balance because it's four chicks. And so he can just sit back and be like, that ass is up, tooted and booted, I'll hit that, then come back, chill, whether he smoke, drinking that freaky Moscato, then boom, he'll go back again. He might be able to do that shit all night because it's balanced.
Sorry for that. That sounds about right.
So,
will you be in Atlanta on June 3rd? No, I don't think so. I'm going to be in Naptown on the
3rd. You're going to be where?
Damn.
Indianapolis.
Well, I'm not coming, Chuck. I changed my mind. When are you coming back to Atlanta? That's when I'm coming to Atlanta. Cause
oh, no, that's funny.
My confirmation of coming.
I think you see me won't be in Atlanta until like BET Awards or something like that.
Oh, I have a question for you. You're getting ready to go on tour with your mixtape and all of the projects you got going on, right?
Yeah.
Are you gonna come to North Carolina? Because with
damn right.
I can't help it. You shouted out the Carolinas and Georgia. So I'm like, I'm in North Carolina, so I need to know because, like, right when you tell me you, like, coming, I'm going to provoke the hell and push the hell out of that because it's like, damn, you ain't been around these parts in a minute.
Yeah, I'm coming. My cab DJ, IG, he got me coming everywhere in Carolina, South Carolina, North Carolina. We coming everywhere.
You gotta let me know because I'm going to be there because that's going to be like hella cool. Take pictures, twit pics, twit videos, you know. If you smash something on site, I'll be there. I'll be like, see, this is Murphy. This is what he looks like fucking. Like, this is a good fucker right here.
that's hilarious.
Like, see, females be wanting to know these kind of things. Like, we like your music, and it's like, you got like a nice little, I don't know, your swag is just like so different, because it's like when you think about St. Louis, what? Like, okay. Like, you just think about white people and inbreeders, but then it's like you and your clique, your crew from way back, you're like, damn, these motherfuckers probably get it popping. Y'all probably got a fucking statue downtown with a bitch with an ass, and somebody's probably standing behind it, like apple bottoms and a bottle of Freaky Moscato sitting on her ass or something like that. It's like,
that's hilarious.
Like, y'all got St. Louis on smash like that, so it's like when people say they from St. Louis, I don't even look at them funny anymore. I be like, okay, they got some potential. I mean, you know,
that's,
I don't know if they can handle everything, but they got potential.
Hold all this down, so with shit.
Oh, yeah,
when are you coming to Jersey? What's up with the Jersey love, the Philly love? What's up?
When you coming to Jersey? I'm coming to Jersey. You know, I'm coming to Jersey on the Wine, Weed, and Women tour. We gonna set that up. I need to holler at the promoters in New Jersey so I can set up that Wine, Weed, and Women tour up there on the East. You know what I'm saying? You know the East didn't mess with the South back in the day. To damn it, to Country Grammar came out for real, huh?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, are you coming to Florida?
And they was like, you know, I don't know, but that E are kind of cool, though. they ain't spoiling no son. They ain't been the same, but that E are, I can't even front. Yeah, be going, that Tip Drill video, son? Oh, the Tip Drill video, son. Man, them boys wild, son. So, you know what I'm saying? Since then, you know what I mean? My Jersey cats, you know, me and us personally, we real man fanatics, you know what I mean? Right now, you know, I'm a Jersey head. I'm a New York head from the jump. We literally, we come from Wu-Tang. We come from everything that's even represented in the East Coast.
Love.
So that'd be funny when we be hearing that type of stuff. Like, a lot of people don't realize that, though. The South whole South be thinking about nothing but that, because that's where it grew from, you know?
Hey, yeah, I tell you what, I can recall we had a show out there in St. Louis. We had brought, what's my girl's name from Philly? An actor, Eve down there,
Eve?
Right?
Yeah,
Eve, uh-huh. Right down there to St. Louis, and y'all was down there at the event. It was at some kind of it was a nice big club down there. Y'all was there, but the good part was when we landed in St. Louis, the white folks greeted y'all like y'all was like, it was like Nelly Murphy. They just showed y'all love at your own airport. I was like, damn, we from New York, we kind of left at home. We were surprised, yo. Yo, the white folks, they were excited, yo. I was wild.
You gotta realize, there's only 17 million black people in America. You know what I'm saying? So when you sell 10 million records, by the time we got to 1 million, 2 million, believe me, everything after that was our white folks. You know what I'm saying? They're my people,
right,
man. So we, and that's St. Louis. Like, St. Louis is majority white. Like, it's flat.
Right,
out, you know what I'm saying? So, and we from U City, where we grew up, where it's kind of mixed. You know what I mean? I can go one left and get killed, and I can go right, and they try to give me some apple juice and shit.
Right. I just think the overall visual of being in the airport and watching the white folks embrace you on your own town was deep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
That was deep,
the shit,
real.
Man. They don't show nothing but real, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's right now. You know what I mean? It's been so long. You know what I mean? Like, we've been in it for like 11 years. I'm going on 12
right
now, so. It's like, you know what I mean? We're just trying to see what's next.
So what advice do you give up-and-coming artists? Because like you said, with E.I.
Don't do it quick. Don't have a rapping life. No, just playing. You got to just work hard. Just know that you got to do it. You know what I'm saying? Nobody else can do it for you. Ain't no such thing as no put me on, ain't no hookups. You got to work hard as hell to do this. You got to realize how hard it is for these kids to just think about a hooper who daddy been working on him since he was in seventh grade, and then he had to go to college to get it, then he had to be in the NBA, and now he got to deal with that. Like, this is the NBA, Holmes. This is not no joke. This is not for play. You know what I'm saying? You can hoop at the park all day you want. But if you don't think you got to go to school and do the proper steps to do this, then – you know what I'm saying? You'll be just like your career do that too. It'll be, you'll be in and out of this motherfucker flat out. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to stay in, you want longevity, and you want this to be a career and to be able to feed your people and to move it on to the next people, man, you have to study this shit, work hard at it. I'm talking about super work hard at it. You know what I'm saying? Put your all into it, because you're dealing with a lot of money and a lot of time, you know what I'm saying, and a lot of people. So and that's what it is. It's a people game. You're dealing with hands on. If you ain't no people person, stay the fuck out of this shit.
Wow.
Yeah,
and then wouldn't you say, because music is good, being branded is good, but also when you branch off and you have your own wide and y'all got clothing lines, entertainment companies, it's like, you know, back in the day, people were just happy having a deal, but it's like now, it's like it's more than that. It's like you got to be your own brand. You got to have your own shit because, like, once the music is gone, then you got other, you still got your royalties from all the tracks that's being spent and everything like that. But, you know, it's like, okay, damn, motherfuckers is drinking my shit. Motherfuckers is wearing my shit. It's just like when people are, like, on your shit past the music, and, like, it feels really good. So, I really salute you for that because, like, when I'm, like, looking at this wine, like, damn, I'm not on the internet on your shit, but I just want you to know that.
I appreciate it, Mom.
A stalker. I just have to do that, and I'm like, after we get off the show, because I know you've seen the promotions prior to, then you're going to be like, yo, did this bitch ever sleep? You're going to see so much shit, and I'm going to be on Brandon's ass to give me your tour schedule so I can tweet that out for you, and then it'll be on, like, all my different networks, my team with Princess Nay and Precious Entertainment, Mr. G.A., Danny, everybody is going to retweet because, like, when you come on my show, we build relationships. So, like, if it's anything that a person needs when they're in our area and stuff like that, you just hit us up, whether it be via Twitter, whatever. Brandon has my contact information, like, yo, Cha, I need this from you. Can you hook it up? Sure, not a problem. Or, you know what, I think I'm going to venture out to St. Louis. Never been there, but I think I'm going to come out there, go to a club, do some photo shoots, and, you know, fuck with the lunatics. Don't worry, I ain't going to put y'all on film. I ain't going to make no fuck flicks with y'all. I'm trying to chill. So it's like, come out there and have a good time. So just be prepared for what's going to happen after you get off the show. I want you to be like, what the hell? That's just my love for people that come on my show because you really didn't have to, but because you took the time out to fuck with me, I got to keep fucking with you. Plus, my kids like you.
I appreciate you, man. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. We just working like a motherfucker. And that's like you go back to what you were saying. You know what I'm saying? The reason why people eating off others. These rappers are broke, man. You ain't getting paid off your motherfucking record sales and shit like that. So
right.
If they say they out here balling like that, they lying. Stop that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just happen to be fortunate that we sold so many fucking records. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to my big brother Nelly for doing it. And fuck Taylor. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk, because ain't none of these rappers eating. You know what I'm saying? If they eat, they not eating off that. That's why you see all these ventures. And that's why he brand, because it's a brand. You know what I'm saying? I want to get Murphy Lee so hot that I'm able to sell this. I'm able to do other things because it's not all about just grabbing his mic or going into the booth. You know what I'm saying? It's bigger than that. Like you said, girls want to know who I'm fucking, what I'm fucking, how I'm fucking. You know what I'm saying? It's different. It's not just about the music anymore. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it changed from the 80s and 90s because now these kids are taking advantage of their hotness. You know what I'm saying? They branding. Just like Run DMC did it. Adidas came out and they did it. They had their own Adidas and everything. Like, you got to brand yourself. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's going on. You're seeing these kids doing that a lot and they're making it happen. So shout out to all the upcoming rappers, all the rappers that's out killing it right now, man. You can't knock the hustle because this shit ain't easy. If you see some shit or hear some shit all the time, you like, man, that shit whack. You can say it's whack all you want, but that art is selling and that art is art, you know what I'm saying? Regardless of how it sounds, regardless of what lyrics you want from them, that's not for you. That's why 6.5 billion people in the world, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not, everything can't be for you. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is, man. So anybody trying to get in this shit, know that you're not just finna get in here and just be rap. So what did you type? What the fuck? My cousin type, but he ain't on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real. That's real.
That's real. My grandma know how to fix my. I go fall right now. My grandma know how to fix the shit out of my leg. She can put a band-aid on my motherfucker. I brought, but she ain't no doctor. She ain't no motherfucking doctor. No. So stop this shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why I appreciate y'all having these kind of shows and shit too, man. So we can say what the fuck we want to say, and it shouldn't be sensitive. It should not be sensitive. It ain't a motherfucker. From a slave to the grave. So that's what it is.
You already know what you're ready to do, right, Murphy?
I gotta
play it. It's the single that you push, and I'm that West that's popping.
I'm playing it
all the time. I just like, is that Murphy? Like, yeah, because see, my kids, oh, I mean, I don't know how old you are, but my kids is like 26, 25, 20, and 16. And it's like, when I told you I was coming on the show, my oldest was like, for real? I'm like, yeah. They're looking at me like, yeah, bitch. I'm like, nah, seriously. And like,
yeah,
we download mixtapes, and they come and put them on their iPod and everything like that. They got, like, all kinds of shit that you, like, your underground shit. Because my oldest, he into all that. I think it ain't nothing he might not know about you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I just be like, okay. So by me having this show, I'm like the coolest mom ever because I get to talk shit. Like, my boys won't listen to the show because then they get to hear certain things they don't need to hear. But my daughter listened to it, and she was like, oh, shit, that's love. That's your mom. I'm like, yeah, because I didn't want to put no old pictures on, so I had to go find some. Because I was like, I already had the mixtape because when you sent me the link, I downloaded it and I listened to it that night because I was up late. So it's like, okay. And I don't know why I chose I Can't Help It. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to let him know I'm listening to his shit because he just shouted out the Carolinas. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. So when motherfuckers listen to your shit and they sit there and they can tweet little shit, you'd be like, oh, yeah, okay, they paying attention to that. And I like that because I support everything that people do. So I'm going to go ahead and play your single that you pushing and everything like that. So go ahead and announce it, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, humans, you know what I mean? It's the one and only Murphy Lee, man. It's my new single. It's called I'm That What's That Poppin'. It's one of the coldest joints of all times. Actually, it's one of the singles that my fans picked because I just put the CD out, and that's the one that came back to everybody for shoot that video. Let's get it. So check me out, you know what I mean? You see me TV on YouTube. Let's get it.
Here we go.
A day note. I'm there with that popping. Bitch, you know you not been. You think lying.
It ain't no. It ain't no.
Bought me everything. Car, house, dog, everything. She taught me off and let me on in everything. This bitch Verwine, she make everything. She got that pow, pow, ping, ping, boom, boom. Her ride smoother than my old school. I told that girl don't worry, I got good news. Not only good dick, but I'm a good dude. Mr. Tuco, I think she love my guru. Maybe it's my demeanor or maybe my views on YouTube. See, I'm what's poppin', I noticed that I'm the fucking man. Say I'm the damn man, ma'am, damn, yes I am.
I mean, I'm
like
the
fool, girl. They know, they know. Your girlfriend gone on Sunday morning. She at a different church. I swear to God. I asked her, would she leave you? She said, hell no. Smart girl, guess my sex is better, dog. I'm that what's that popping. You that what's that flopping. You not what they looking for, nigga. You not what they copping. I'm what's popping in Compton. I'm what's going in Florida. I'm what's selling in projects all over America North. The better the music, the better the business. The more that I make, the more that they hate, the more that I'm winning. They know, they know, they know. I'm never
so many women I can't even name a mile. I'm having dreams. All I do is take me to the mall. I'm with Cafe Town in front of the mall. She got a different touch. Oh, I swear to God. What is it?
Oh my God, you were too damn funny. Matter of fact, we got Miss Precious on. She's part of the team. She was running late. She hit me on Facebook so she could come on. P, he is such a good wave rider. He can come back and ride the wave anytime he wants to. I was kind of weary. I didn't know if he was gonna be able to stay on that motherfucker or not. But you know, like I said, he had a few advantages coming into the game. So you know, he will get a I Rode the Wave shirt, and he stayed on. So he gonna be good.
Okay, okay. I like that song. He's What's Poppin', huh? That should be my theme song. I'm What's Poppin'. They need to be buying my ass in Florida and Georgia and all of that. But everybody listening, y'all need to Google Impressions ENT and break some bread. No, just kidding, no kidding. I'm not kidding.
Hey, you know,
but
you
I'm...
got that wine, Freaky Moscato? Like, you know, we ain't even talked about that. I keep talking about it, but he ain't told me the madness, the method to the madness, and how he came up with that and what made him get into the wine business. Because, I mean, women, weed, wine, sex, I mean, shit, all that makes for a good nut at the end of the night or in the club to close your eyes so he can get it in, and, you know, in the backseat of a car being spontaneous. All those are, like, added ingredients that you need to have a good fuck. So, Murphy, how did you come up with Freaky Moscato?
Actually, we started out as a vodka. It was called Freaky V. It was a Freaky Vodka. We still got that coming, too. So, and in the whole scientific way of making it and all that, it was taking too long. And who we in business with is actually a winery. It's called Crown Valley Winery. And so they got wine on deck. And I was shooting for that anyway. Me and Keywine are wine sippers, like certified wine sippers. Like, I don't even like hard liquor. I've been drinking wine for yonder since, like, 99, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm talking about, so my whole thing in the end was like, okay, one day we still going to get our own wine. You know what I'm saying? So the vodka was taking so long, so I was like, man, let's do this wine. I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? It just so happened that Moscato is what's popping right now, and, like, wine done is the number one selling alcohol of all times right now, you know, so it was perfect time. And I didn't even know them stats before I did that. I just knew we need some wine, the women want the wine, and dudes like women, so they're going to do whatever the women want, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I was on, you know, and it was, we already had the name Freaky, you know what I'm saying? So we was in there, you know what I mean? So we picked out the best wine that was, and that's what it is. It's Freaky Moscato, you know what I mean? It got 1.5 alcohol percentage in there. So it's strong enough for a dude, but it's sweet enough for a lady, you know what I mean? And it's a sparkling Moscato too, so it's different. So it's like a champagne feel. So when you're in a club and them dudes be wanting to floss and all that, and y'all be wanting a bottle, let me get a bottle. I can get you this right here because this can replace all that boring ass Mohen and all that other stuff, and you can drink Freaky. You know what I'm saying? So this is what it is. That's why the bottle look like that. The bottle look is expensive, and it costs a little more than your regular Moscato. It is a high price Moscato. You know what I mean? It ranges from like $17 to $20. You know what I mean? In the stores and then in the club, I don't know how much they hit you on the head for.
Well, can I ask you? I might have to go get some right about now since I'm in the car. We on the subject.
Well, listen, how can the listeners get the Freaky Moscato in their area?
Right now we're going through legal stuff, trying to get legalized in each city. So as of now, you can go online to drinkfreaky.com and you can order it straight to your doorstep. You know what I'm saying? So if you want that thing, you can go straight to your doorstep. If you buy a certain amount of bottles, the shipping is free. And it don't cost a lot to ship it. We're not on no other stuff, so it ain't going to beat you on the head. Still going to be like, it's almost going to add up to the same thing that you would have went to the store and got it for. So just know that. And it's man. One thing about it is good. You know what I'm saying? I don't like selling shit that ain't good. You know what I mean? That's why I put out a lot of music. I make sure I want to put out good shit. You know what I mean? So.
Murphy, I'm gonna order some. If it's not good, I'm gonna tweet you. I'm gonna tell you about it. I'm about to go order some.
Yeah, put me out there. I want you to. I please do. I don't think nobody ever told me that it was nasty. Not one person walked to me. Even the people that don't drink wine, they still be like, yo, I ain't no wine sipper. But this right here, you know what I'm saying? So I want to see this. I'm looking for the person to say, man, this is some nasty shit. Because whoever it is, I want to get him a T-shirt.
Tell me the
oh, damn.
Tell me
the they say you're a damn liar. I'm going to give a T-shirt and say you're a damn liar.
I better get a T-shirt or we fight. I'm about to beat you.
No, nah, you ain't hear me. The T-shirt say you're a damn liar.
Oh, for real?
Yeah,
dude,
but
if you say, freaky nasty. Dude, if you say freaky nasty, you got to have a T-shirt to say you're a damn liar. Because that mug is fire.
You know what?
What's the address again?
Ooh. You know what? I'm gonna get some, and then I'm gonna bring it to my little event in Atlanta. But like, y'all know nothing about this, and then
yeah.
I'll be like, this is what y'all need to get.
Yep.
So,
question, Chop, why can't he bring it to the event in Atlanta?
Because he is gonna be in Indianapolis. Performing and probably talking shit to Peyton Manning, bitch ass, probably. So why the fuck they can't win a Super Bowl? I don't know. But yeah, but I don't know. I don't know what he has planned for July 1st because that's when the actual shindig is going down.
Because
he was like, by the time he make it back to Atlanta, it'd be like the BET. You got what going on in St. Louis?
We got a whole You See Me Weekend freaking going on.
Oh, damn.
July weekend. Comedy show, bowling.
Well, I'm going to St. Louis.
Party, softball, all that. Show.
Now, if you go to St. Louis, I'm telling you, they're
going
to have the credit cards ready, and they're going to bend your ass over, and they're going to have a throwback classic, and they're going to swipe your ass with the credit
card. Wow. Not funny.
No, but I'm just saying, that's what men do. Like, that's going to be a wild weekend. I mean, they are called the St. Lunatics for a reason. They play hard, they rap hard, and they fuck even harder. Right or wrong, Murphy?
I do what you need. That was smooth, yo.
That is so laid back.
Really laid back, right?
That is so laid back.
Wow. Or if he was on Family Feud, they were like, good answer.
Murphy, what's your favorite spot in St. Louis? What's the hot spot? I've never been to St. Louis, so if I touch down in St. Louis, what's the number one spot to go to right now?
Bars what? Food, what you talking about?
As far as the club, the nightlife, if me and my girls all came down there, where would we go?
You would have to look on Twitter and find out what's popping first. Don't want to just go anywhere because it'd be different stuff at different places at different times. So you got to see what's going on because it's usually an event, something going on that you want to be at. Just find out what's going on that weekend and stop at them places because all the clubs are the same, all of them tight, all of them cool place to go, you know what I'm saying? It just depends on what kind of environment you want to be in.
What's your favorite spot?
My favorite spot is the toilet at my house.
I see the shit.
Shit like that.
Oh, shit.
Ain't shit like that. Everybody can't go there at home.
Bite that one.
Twit that, motherfuckers.
Oh my god. So like, how do you deal with groupies when you're like out and about?
I don't use that word. That word should be banned from hip hop. That word killed hip hop. I don't use the word groupies. Groupies, real definition, is a girl that does the whole group, hangs out on the bus and goes get drawers and socks and do whatever the fuck you want for a long time. That's what a groupie is. Nowadays, you got motherfuckers saying, you got a dude walking up to you saying, man, I ain't trying to be no groupie number, man. Your shit tight. Like, huh? What the fuck? Nigga, do you want a groupie? That shit pisses me off. So, actually, I don't like that word. And I feel like people should be able to be fans. That killed the whole word of a fan. You know what I'm saying? Like, our black people not even allowed to be fans no more. You know what I'm saying? If you like something, your partner don't. You know what I'm saying? And if you say something, he going to be a hater to you. You know what I'm saying? All this shit, that shit fucked the hip-hop game up. One of our record sales down is the word groupie. Because a motherfucker can't got too much pride to show that shit cool. If you like something, you like something. Who gives a flying fuck? As long as you ain't on no gay ass shit, you cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, flat the fuck out. Like, that. Me personally, I can't stand that word. I feel like if a girl like a... If this girl see this guy on TV every fucking day, and it make her weird and all that shit, like, that's... When she see this nigga, she don't want to fuck him. So don't get mad at me because she want to fuck me. She been wanting to fuck me for 6 years. She finally saw me. She shouldn't be a groupie. I should be somebody she likes. She fuck around, don't fuck nobody else for 6 years. And, like, she only like that nigga Murph on TV. She ain't fucking with you niggas. She ain't fucking with that nigga like Murph. That's some bullshit. A girl should be able to like a dude. I give a fuck. I'm only there for one night, goddammit. And I'll be back. Yeah, that's some bullshit. That's all I'm trying to say. Otherwise, I don't use the word groupie, though, so I don't deal with groupies. I treat my fans all equally.
Okay, so...
You know what I mean? And if you the person, if you buy... Hold on, man, I ain't through. If you the person that buys my records, don't that fucking feel like you a fucking groupie to say you want a picture or a motherfucking what's called? If I'm in the mall buying shit, and you walk up to me and say... I'm not trying to be a groupie or nothing, but can my daughter get a picture or son? Do you know you are the reason why I'm at this mall right now buying myself some shoes?
No.
I'll be damned if I don't take this picture or if I don't sign this autograph. It got to be a tornado and we got to run real far or something happening where I can't do it. That's the only time I'm not going to do it. I'm never going to say no because that's stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is good. That's the word groupie fucked up life, man. I can't stand it. Because I come outside, personally, I've been gone for a minute because of the label situation that I got together. Now I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? What they could have did in 6 years, I just did in 6 months, so fuck them. And I'm talking about right now, when I go out to a city, they ain't seen me in a long time. They love them some roof, but they don't know how to take me. They don't know how to act yet. They don't know if they should wild out or put their hands in the air and wave them like just don't come. They don't know what to do yet. Because they ain't seen me in a minute. They got to make sure it's me and shit. Is the dress still there? The nigga there? He fucked my friend. Something going on. Where the fuck he been? You know what I'm saying? So I'm just letting you know, man, show me love and don't, it don't matter. Just listen, because I'm here just to reacquaint myself with you people, man, because I've been gone for so long and I want to apologize on that note. But the word groupie fucked that shit up, man. I'm telling you, groupie ain't shit.
That's some real.
That killed black music. It ain't kill rock and roll. It ain't kill pop. Them pop fans come out. God damn it, I didn't even know Taylor Swift was in St. Louis. God damn it, sold out. 60,000. Know that. You know what I'm saying? Like, straight up and down, that's some bullshit. That shit killed black news, and I don't like that word. So, shout out to my fans. Fuck a group.
And I tweeted that for you, too. When you get off the phone, you're going to be like, damn, you got a lot of tweets going on. But it's just, you know, like I told you, I already explained to you how I'm doing this. So, mm-hmm. I had another question for you. For people who
want to... One
more, because
I got this press call. Just came. I got to get up out of here. I can't ride the wave. Got to let me out the way. I can't hear the wave. The wave was too long. God damn, I'm so bored. No, I got to make this run. What you say though, Ma?
Tell everybody how they can, like, get in touch with you, like, email you for features and tracks.
Tell them
I got
to go through you to get to me. Tell them. They got to go through you to get to me. Man, they call you, and then you call me.
That's exactly.
And then they tweet me. You know what I'm saying? That's how you get the money. God damn it! They tweet you, you retweet me. We good. God damn it! Quote tweet. I'm at Murphy Lee. Those who don't know by now, I'm at Murphy Lee. You know what I'm saying? I'm like one of the coolest motherfuckers on Twitter. I'm about the only one to talk to fans, talk to people. So I see them all the moment. They don't even talk to me. So why y'all up here talking about people don't, man, they never hit back. They don't even talk to me, niggas. Don't take it personal. They don't see that shit. They got a million motherfucking people hitting their ass, so don't get mad at the artist straight up. I'm one of the few that stay on my mentions, and I look for my fans to be saying stuff. I study y'all, all that. I love you motherfuckers, man. That's what I do for a fucking living.
Love, man.
Danny D, I'm gonna tweet you so you can get to him.
All right, but I love y'all, man. I appreciate it, man. I'm finna get back to this. I got some
take care, man.
What's up?
Thank you.
Hey, man, let me get back on, man. I get back on the waves. It ain't nothing. I rolled twice, man. Just because I came on me, I can't get back on. Let me get back on, man.
Well, love, man.
I'll be back. All right.
Thank you,
all
right.
Oh, my God. That
hey,
was
yo.
So much fucking fun.
Hey, yo. Hey, look, you gotta give it real love, man. Murphy came on that show, man. Love, man. You stay on the show and talk. I mean, you talk this talk, kept it real, and also he's intelligent. You know what I'm saying? Very intelligent
yes.
lady, man. I respect that.
Yeah.
I can respect that.
Yes,
you know what
he
saying?
Did.
And I got love how he said the word groupie and gave a new definition. That was deep for us, yo, for this show.
Yes.
That was deep for us.
I got a lot of text messages right now about that. That was good. I got a lot of
that
stuff
was.
Going on.
That was good, yo.
And you know what that also does? It lets females know they got a chance to fuck him because it's nothing he won't do for his fans, shit.
Get a range wide open, son. You ain't even come.
That's bad, yo. Bad.
Oh my gosh. This
what
is just too fucking
funny.
Funny.
What you got to yourself, Steady? What you got to say?
Oh my God. I got this syndrome is called possum syndrome, and it's like every now and then you kind of feel like a possum. So you know, I didn't want to put that upon her or whatnot, and she run around with that kind of stuff. So you know, that was the best thing for me to do to kind of back off.
Hold on.
Replay an interview he had with No, because that was his safest shit, is interviewing No. Then you go from a cool, calm-ass interview with No, then you let Mr. G.A. and Mr. Magic get you fucked up. Now, what y'all thought, though, is Mr. G.A. was getting Papa Duck fucked up. So I had to go ahead and throw Papa Duck in front of the 18-wheeler for a minute to bring him back to reality. Like, these niggas ain't your friends. Don't let them get you fucked up in the future. You know what I'm saying? So I had to shut him the fuck up. Now, it's like, you know, we talk about 3 stacks, a stack, no EBT cards. Then we got Travis talking about fucking something. Man, you ain't even fucking your hand properly, let alone fucking me. You fuck big bitches. I'm a small bitch. You wouldn't know what to do with me because I'm going to slip through your hands. You know what I'm saying? You want to fuck a 400-pound hoe. So that right there, I'm out of your league. So if he don't come, then Sadie is like, you know, he rescinded his offer the next day. He must have had a talk with himself, went to sleep, and heard the voice of reason, like, she will fuck you up. And he decided, like, you know what, I am a professional. I cannot indulge in shit like this. Fuck Mr. G.A. Fuck Mr. Magic. Because when she see him, she is going to have a camera crew, and if his dick ain't thick like that, oh, Lord, that shit going to be all on World Star. It's going to be all on YouTube.
You need to take out. Yeah.
Yes. So, yes, Eddie, you did your thing. You did your thing. You were smart. You didn't want to break your career. I understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Steady.
Yes.
Yo, Steady, don't even fall for that bullshit, man. Stop it, man. Stop laughing at her. Stop that shit, man. Yo, we men on this show, man.
I got a question. I need to understand what the hell possum syndrome is. Why are you blaming the poor possum for what the hell you got going on?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I just start breaking out in the hives, and I start getting extra hairy out of nowhere. I mean, I don't want her to do all that.
Okay, so you just lost GA. How many stacks? And you talking about you a damn possum?
Great stacks, yo. Gary knows she want her money.
Hey, but they're, you know, they're taking all that merit money. Think about it. They're taking all that money and it's going to charity. See?
What charity?
Think about
charity. The possums?
It's going to.
I thought it was going to save the possums.
I want y'all donating to the United Negro College Fund.
I got that at my house, believe it or not. I have $1 in college and one graduating and one graduating next year. This is the Negro Damn College Fund.
There we go. See, told you. Perfect sense. I told you. See? Mm. They were trying to encourage you to give back to the community, and so was I. So by doing so, I helped you find a way to give back to the community. And now you feel better about it later on.
Hold on. Listen, because I had a whole different part of the challenge with you. So you don't even realize which one you're talking to. But now
Lord,
I need you.
I need you to send me three dates
for 3 different artist interviews. Thank you. I will see that in my email within 24 hours because you didn't put up.
I didn't know about this. All this tension. I just hit it in the other corner.
Because you were so busy talking.
I would give up
you
three stacks.
three.
All right, I will. I'd rather do that than do three sex. I surely never will.
But you were so busy challenging Chop, you didn't even hear that it was really three stacks and three slots. And really it was more than three stacks because GA bet Shanae three, me one, and I forget how much exactly Chop, and then Magic was on his in the
ring. Oh, my gosh. Jeez.
And Duck, had a couple of dollars in on the bet. And Trav was the only one who didn't have any cash on the bet.
Everyone relax. Everyone put the guns down. No shooting. Come on.
Oh my goodness. Hey, yo.
We had a call. Everybody that was on that show last week talked that shit that didn't even show up for the damn battle, yo. They owe me some money, all y'all do. Steady J.
Supposed to happen when I come down there, but I can tell you what's going to happen. That motherfucker going to be like, oh, I'm so busy, blah, 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 blah. Okay, and
hey,
I can wait. Yeah.
Call him off your outside line.
I don't know how to do that.
Freaking,
I hit dial out.
I don't know. I'm not looking at the switchboard to tell you what to hit. We're going to do that next
week. Who are y'all calling?
We're calling Magic.
Who y'all trying to call?
Magic.
Okay. Hold on.
Who's she talking to? Who you trying to call? Let's tell us to the show.
Come on, Willis.
Be quiet. I know, right? She's talking about Willis. She's talking about who you trying to call. Like she the boss. Like she the fucking boss.
Who that?
Yo,
who
man,
we should
get syndicated, man. Fuck that. We should get syndicated, y'all. I'm talking for real.
Yeah.
Fuck Tom Joyner. Fuck what's his name? What's that boy nigga name? Steve Harvey. Fuck him too.
Okay, let's see what happens here.
The number you dialed is not a working number. Please check the number and dial again.
Oh man.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh,
yeah.
You might get it
wrong. Yo, she playing. I ain't his number. She playing his number.
She playing. Don't call for me. Pete, text me the number. I don't learn how to work this shit.
She didn't know how to work. I think she's trying to play us, man.
Yeah, she
like,
did.
Real, she didn't even dial a real number. She dialed a fake number.
No.
Yeah, she's dirty, man.
No.
She's straight dirty. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you say. You dirty. That's not that man number. Stop playing.
She making up numbers. She just she just straight up down a bunch of random. She said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This shit's some random stuff like that. He's coming after the numbers.
Holy shit.
Hold up.
I'm supposed to send it to you off of my 336 line. Because I'm not at the
computer. We're not going for this little Chanel. This charade is going on. We know it's not as many as ever.
Cowboy City J.
I know it's working. Yeah. Oh, it's going down. It's going down. Oh, my God.
Oh, my
meet me at the trap. It's going down. Ooh, wee. They should have never gave me an out dial button. Wow.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, yo, Sadie, my man Murphy,
yeah.
The same boy, he kept it real, man. Straight 100,
he
kept it real.
That
What's
is
up?
The number I dialed.
Okay. Well, that's the number I have. Did we try Fred's phone?
I don't have Fred's number, and Fred is, we might make him nervous. He might not be able to handle this.
Call Fred. Get him on the phone.
Oh my god, she's like, Kelly's store. She's like, oh my god, I got the outdown button.
Give me the down button.
I was pretty calm like crazy on the show.
Oh yeah, this would be the perfect prank too,
because
he didn't come on the show with
all they can do is trace his number back to your vlog dog show. That's all they can do.
But you know what? He didn't come on. So that makes me wonder how leery he is. But if we call
and
him.
And what am I going to say? What am I saying?
Hello. Hello, this is Chocolate Fantasies.
Yeah. Oh, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, I guess so. Hold on.
Like, if we used to do this, we used to do this one thing where we used to prank call Craigslist strippers. We used to always prank call them. We would go to them. We would just go to them in the city, and we would call them, and we'd be like, excuse me, we just service this.
318-280-9621. To leave a voice message, press 1, or just wait for the tone. To send a numeric page, press 2 now.
Hi, this is Chocolate Fantasies, and you're the lucky winner of the night. You have been chosen to get head till you come. When you get this number, please call back 718-766-4661. We'll be waiting.
Get out of there. She's kind of doing a commercial for a call girl center.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. And then she sends, and then so he calls the number and he goes, press 1 if you want head. Press 2 if you want your ass licked. Press 3 if you like both.
Oh, shit, but oh, shit, damn. Oh, Lord. I'm sorry. I thought somebody said his mother had licked. I can't get a little
Teddy,
away.
Teddy, you might be on to something with that one.
Send me shaders, baby. Just
for the NBC is Chocolate Fantasy Licks Ass on NBC this fall.
Okay, y'all. Y'all better be quiet, because here I go. I'm dialing. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, well,
yes.
He didn't.
Hello, Clarice.
He didn't answer. Oh, my God. I was going to get him so fucking good. Like, I was going to be a recording.
Oh, goodness. Oh,
this is a recording from Chocolate Fantasies. You've been a lucky winner. Press 1 to get your dicks up, 2 to get your ass licked, or 3 for both.
Oh, shit. Oh, goodness. I see a whole new show deriving from this outbound
call. I know. I thought you that too. You. I was too. I was like, hey, we should do that. Like, we should do a whole episode where she calls people and she makes them think that their fantasies are coming true or not. Tell me, idiots, we get the ball for it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is Chocolate Fantasies. You won the fantasy to have a threesome. Don't worry, your girlfriend will not be involved. It'll be 2 bad bitches. Well, Oh, my gosh. Y'all done taught me an, boy. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh.
And you know what? I ain't worth. Well, shit.
Oh, you know what? I got a number for you to call. I know somebody that will answer any number. Hold on. Let me cut to my phone. I think I'm started. This is what happens. I get started.
y'all crazy. Y'all doing dumb.
All right, I'm gonna put it in the chat room. So I'll say on the air, they was like, I'm gonna call them.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Oh Lord. Okay, hold on.
Fucking kids.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm waiting for that shit to come through because, oh my God, it's going down. It's go. Oh.
I might have to give you a number while we at this game.
You get it,
y'all. I might as well just play along.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second.
See. It's in the chat room. I whispered to you so it didn't go.
Wow. And it's dialing.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Ah!
0106 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, this is Chaplain Fantasies. You are our big winner of tonight. Press 1 to receive a blowjob till you come. Press 2 to get your ass licked, or press 3 for both. Thank you, and we look forward to serving you. I hung up.
Oh, Lord. He's going to kill me for that noise, bro. He's going to kill me.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness, yo. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, this is fun.
I got some shit for Friday, boy. And we got Mutt and Jeff on. Wow.
Cool, goodness.
I might have to call Big Cat Records and be like, do big cats have little dicks?
Hello.
My fucking mother, I gotta call all four of them bastards, and they'll probably answer that night. I'm like, damn. Oh, Lord, they should have never gave me this.
I'm about to send you a number.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You got to check your email, because if not, let me send it on Twitter.
Okay, wait a minute. Which email did you send it to?
The one I had, the Chocolate City.
The Chocolate City? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Let me hear if we get there before the deal switchboard closes. This is going to be too damn funny. Damn. We done went from having bisexual conversations to groupies ass and groupies to fucking prank calling. Oh my God,
oh,
Joe, what have we created? What in the fuck have we done?
Fucking monster.
I don't know. I'm innocent. I have nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, innocent my ass. Okay, Danny, is this male or female?
It's a male.
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
We've involved the guest in our devilment. Yahoo!
Okay, hold on. Let me get the last 4. Oh, Lord. Okay, 8, 3, 6. Okay. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, how are you doing today?
I am doing fine. Who's calling?
This is Chocolate Fantasies. You were chosen to be our grand sweepstakes winner. Would
okay.
you like to hear what you won?
Yeah.
This is of a sexual nature. Your first choice is to have your dick sucked till you come. Your second choice is to have your...
I'm 22, bro.
Yeah, see, and
I'm an old head. I'm an old head. So you get my age, you might say, well, you know what? I might try something new, my little lady. I'm saying. So I would say to you is that you're still young. You feel me? You're still young.
I respect you. That's just like these daddies ain't gonna say that shit feel good, 'cause you know, I'm an ex.
You better keep it real with me, 'cause I'm an ex. Pops always kept it real with me, so I don't know. I called on the right time and I called on the ass licking section, but it's all good.
Now, if you give Chop the number, she'll call and ask him on air. We can call him.
No, he sleep, man. He like an old ass man, for real.
Oh, yeah, he had his ass licked plenty of times. He done went through that decades ago. Yeah.
I remember the first time I called in, it was we were talking about almost sexuality.
Oh, damn.
And that's when Chocolate's over there. Chocolate's over there running her mouth saying she was going to give up guys. She was running her mouth saying that. And look where we are today.
That's because females eat pussy good. Shit, did you see they pictures? One was film, one was a dude, and one was in between. So, shit, out of three lips, three sets of lips, and three tongues, somebody was bound to eat my pussy better than a nigga. Shit, I was just saying, though.
You making me more, you making me more curious.
Huh?
So you making me more curious.
Oh, you need to be curious. You need to go ahead and let it out, for real. You need
to go ahead
and let a female tap that ass. And get it out your system. Like, real talk. I'm telling you, let her lay you down, suck on them titties that you sent me the pictures of. You know, I could put on the blog talk. You got some very perky nipples.
Damn,
and then spread them legs. And then, you know, that little pink pussy. You, like, spread the legs and let her go to town. Let her rock the boat. Shit.
Hey, yo, hold on. Wait. I think there's some bullshit here. Now, I know this is your show, Chuck, and I respect that. But damn, I don't get no pictures of these females. What the fuck going on here? You know what I'm saying? You get cheese and
she asked me for pictures. I sent pictures.
Damn, okay.
Because I can use pictures to book the show, and it's like a slideshow. But I couldn't show them. I didn't know that's what she was going to send me. But shit, I wasn't going to turn them away. Shit. She put them out there.
Hey, Mr.
Like,
DA, here comes my disclaimer.
You're right. Disclaimer time. Go ahead, baby. Hit it with it, baby.
I must confess that P not only did not receive, did not witness, but would not have withheld the pictures from DA. If they come to me, I'm a BB and I'm
kidding. One love, mommy. One love, baby.
But no, he has the prettiest set of titties, like they just sit up at you. And what's crazy is she got a picture with this dude, and he looking like, damn, do I just sit here and let her pose like this, or am I gonna suck on these motherfuckers? Did he suck on them after y'all did the photo shoot?
He wanted to, but I think he was nervous because there was people. My man Flo, crazy.
Hey, y'all, I don't mean to interrupt this good-ass story, but I got to get back to the studio and get back working on these mixtapes, man. I'm going to fuck with y'all, man. Y'all are amazing.
Yeah, Tuesday and Friday night from 8 to 10 Eastern time, which would be like 7 to 9 your time.
All right, cool. Well, shit, just tweet me, man, and remind me, because I be having so much shit going on, like Twitter.
Oh,
like,
I'll remind you.
It's a tweet with everybody's name on it, so everybody can add everybody. So okay. Go ahead and take advantage of that, because that's not something that's going to happen too often. And, yes, like, real talk.
Yeah, I already followed y'all, too. Don't be following me and unfollowing me. I watch people do that.
We're on our grown folk shit over here.
I'm just fucking with y'all, man. But people do that shit, man, and try to get their numbers up, man. And I be watching it.
All I say is, make sure you call me when your daddy up, because I want to have a talk with his old ass and see what the fuck he used to do.
Oh, Lord.
Hell, I'm going to do it, though, for real. I'm going to do it, though. Why, keep playing. I'm going to do it, man. Cause,
I ain't playing. I'm dead ass. I need me an old man. Shit. I want to see if he still got it. Because, you know, they say when you fuck with old men, you get worms. So I just need to see if I need to get a dewormer.
I'm going to tell you like this. Fuck with my pops, man. Shit. He crazy. Like, he got little young chicks be giving me money.
Oh, shit.
That's
really?
All I'm
going to say. See, the key word is young chick. I'm a seasoned bitch. That's the difference. So,
hey.
Yeah,
hey. 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 It's all good, though. That's what's up, though, seasoned bitch. That's what's up, man. Y'all stay cool, man. This was fun. I needed this. One love, man. All right, man.
Thank you for calling in.
Take care.
All right. No problem.
Now, I got to say this, y'all. Y'all there?
Yeah.
This has got to be one of this show has grown. I mean, it has grown. From day one, it's grown, yo. I mean, it's grown, too. I mean, you know, got to thank my girl, you know what I'm saying, Precious and everybody, and Shanae Nays and everybody that been coming through and showing mad love. And I always tell Chop when we're off the air about, you know what I'm saying, how she does her show. Like, she does her show off her head, you know what I'm saying? It's not written down. It's not rehearsed.
Thank you.
It's live, you know what I'm saying? And she's going to put on her shit. So I got to give her mad love because she do this shit real, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly what I tell people. Like, I don't like when I do the show, I don't like it being rehearsed. It seems like it's more of a good time when it's not rehearsed, when you just come up the dome.
Right, correct.
Hell yes.
This is a good show. I like the show. Thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
And girl, you ain't calling back in. These dirty motherfuckers be trying to team up and shit. You know?
I'm about to hit on Twitter right now. Miss Danny D Music. I'm about to hit on Twitter right now.
Wait a minute. She's in Philly. Yes. She likes to travel. So I always said my next sex show was going to be with a female.
And she is curious too, Chuck. And she's curious too.
You know what? Since I was thrown under the bus a couple of weeks ago by certain people, it's only fair that I throw them up under the bus. I'm going to invite Princess Nay into the equation so we can have a real threesome.
Whoa. Where's she at? Nay, you on here?
Is that a guarantee? Are you
100%
on that?
I got 110% she will.
Well, I got a
I think
on
she
her.
Will too.
I got a stack on my girl.
Hey, yo, I got two stacks on her. I got two stacks on top, for real. She wants to know all out. Now, the question is,
I'm going to put some food shelves down on her. That's what I'm going to do.
Listen.
Hey, yo.
But listen.
The question is, do you accept, Danny?
Do I accept? I'm nervous.
That's right. That's always the first time. I've never been in this position before.
it's an
unpleasant feeling.
I'll try anything once. You know what I mean? I'll try anything once.
Oh. Chat. Okay, now. When? We ready. When, nigga? This is Jay talking. When, y'all? Them big old turkey titties. That big old pink clit. Yeah, talk about it now. Let's talk about it. Big old turkey titties.
Yeah, are you going to be the cameraman that night?
I'm in the referee, baby. I'm in the middle of it. I'm sorry to see what's going on.
All right, Chuck, I'll host the show that night so that you don't
have
to talk.
There you go.
Okay, she's in Philly, right? So, I haven't been to Philly in a
minute. Oh, we can go to Philly, no problem. We can go there.
Yeah, I ain't been to Philly since I met this dude that was Jay-Z's homeboy, and that bitch was 275 pounds, and when I went to give him a hug, my arms went and go around. I was like, oh, Lord. Like, you got to be his bodyguard. I used to play football. Man, when you play football and you get older, you do not have a football player's bill. You're just fat and fluffy. But, yes, that 2001 was the last time I went to Philly. So, yes, I would love to come to Philly. This would be quite interesting.
Yes, yes.
Oh, right? Boy.
We're supposed to get barred off of Tiny Chat again.
I know we are, baby. But this here is worth getting barred. Now, my girl, Miss Susan, got real quiet now. Philly, where you at?
What's up? What's up, Philly?
Right here. Yo, Philly. All right, so now I'm saying that we all on the air, we all adults now, we all grown folks. All right, now, you give us a date, and we're there. I got my stuff, I got my girl, Tasha, we ready. I got Chuck Money.
Okay, it has to be on a Tuesday or Friday.
Oh. It's going to have to be on Friday, because Tuesday's my busy day.
Okay, Friday.
Tuesday's my busy day. How about June 24th?
That's too far away. We're saying this is done now. And now it's too far away.
No, because we have a lot of stuff going on, Mr. GA, as far as music conferences and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, come on. She's doing work in place. See, you got to work with her. See, she's doing good.
Hold on a second.
Stop it, Sadie.
Chuck.
We got a battle here.
Yeah.
She's an artist, right?
Uh-huh.
And she needs to promote her product. Why doesn't she come down to the June event? We get GA to drive down. It's only 5-6 hours from Atlanta. And we'll all already have rooms, and we'll all already have internet access.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy.
That's a huge kind of word.
Yeah, the music conference. Yeah.
So she can promote her product, network, and eat some Gucci.
Whoa.
It's going to be A&Rs there from Slip and Slide, Bad Boy. All the labels are going to be there. So what better way to satisfy your curiosity and try to get your ass a deal?
I'm with it.
Lord.
Let's rock and roll.
Oh,
I'm with it.
Lord.
I'm nervous, but I'm with it.
Oh,
we will email you the details about the conference. I'm like Big Cat Records right now, deal or no deal.
Mm-hmm.
No, that sounds like a deal. That sounds like a deal. I'm there. Oh, shit. Great guys with Batman. Oh, my goodness.
Y'all gonna get me in trouble. If I blow up, this gonna come out in a couple years.
That makes it better.
Hey, we need to call back Murphy and see if he can sponsor us a bottle of Freaky Moscato for this video shoot of the Coochie.
Ooh, that'd be hot, yo. Ooh, I like that.
What would be a good name for it? Because the event is in St. Petersburg Bay, right off the water, Mr. G.A. What would we call it?
I want to call it the same. We've been calling it Her Head Game's a Felony. I like that title, Cloud. Yo, she gonna fuck my girl Danny ass up, yo. Hey, listen, I want to bet like 5 stacks on this shit, yo. I want somebody to bet me from Philly 5 stacks. Call Charlie Mack. I'll bet Charlie Mack. Call Charlie Mack. Was she the first of the limo, whatever, Fresh Prince? Call Charlie Mack. I bet him 5 stacks on Chop that she will bust that ass. So, Danny, call your man Charlie. Tell Charlie, he know me. Tell Charlie, he know me. Go on Twitter and look me up. He know me personally. Call me up. I'm betting 5 stacks against him. Charlie got money. He got long money, too, in Philly. We got a deal? I'm trying to bet. We got a deal?
He trying to make his that money back.
I'm taking my
you
money
better
right
go
back.
Work that pole. That's what you're going
to
do then.
Hey, yo. I lost so much dough. Fuck Massetti J. Mr. What's my man's name? Mr. Miracle. Mr. What's his name again? Mr. Miracle, fucking Trav, fat boy Trav. Damn, man. I lost so much dough, yo. This is crazy. This is funny, though.
That's what happened with that male bonding shit.
You be quiet.
That's what happens. I know
you
one motherfucker you won't be bonding with no
the
damn
Mavericks are the Mavericks are winning. Yeah.
Who that singing, man? Who that singing, man? Fucking Steady J.
It's Steady J.
Steady J just sold me out. Hey, Impressions. Our man Steady J just sold me out across the fucking board. The show is over. He's like, yo, I'm going to go ahead and back out now before the show is over. Who does that? Yo, who does that, yo? Yo, this nigga backed up before the show was over. My man, Mr. Miracle, his phone died 10 times. Damn, yo. I fuck with y'all niggas no more. Y'all niggas is wrong.
Are you sure his phone died or he just made pretend like he died?
He did that make pretend shit.
Yeah, he kept
pulling the battery out on purpose.
Oh, shit. Y'all funny.
Whatever. What the hell ever.
Yo, funny as a motherfucker. I love this show. This is the best show in all. Listen to me. Look, we had a show on Friday, right? This show grew so big with fucking Impressions and Chop. We had to go to a Tuesday and a Friday show. That's crazy.
But you know what? You know who gave me that idea, Vlad the Connect, when I went to New York? He's like, you know what? You should, because y'all know y'all be like, damn, we got your show is like payday. Why we got to wait every Friday? He was like, you know what? Why don't you pick another day, like a Tuesday? And I did my first Tuesday show when I was in New York with him, with Vito Rich and Aaron Blackshear and Eli from Plugged In DVD. And he was just like, man, watch. People going to like that shit. He said, it started out slow at first, but that shit going to pick up. And then look at us. We've been doing this shit, what, since March?
Mm-hmm. Some people are out and about doing Friday night. So, heck, when you got Tuesday, You got a day that they are home and they ain't got no Bible study. They ain't got none of that going on, so they can just sit back and relax and listen to the show.
Exactly. That's all they can do. And before they go to the club, dick card, pussy jumping, I already done set the scene for some fucking to go down at the club. Yeah, smash on sight. Smash on sight. Ah, damn. Fuck. Oh, my gosh. Danny just hit me. Her shit dropped.
Oh,
man.
Oh.
What happened? We lost him?
Her call, it dropped. Hold on. Whoa. You know what? Let me. Oh, damn it. Oh, shit.
Yeah, they shut the dial off after a while.
Fight calls by Chocolate City.
But, you know, his dick better than I suck dick.
Oh, shit. I'm going to text that again. And don't call me.
Guys, I was telling y'all, he was on Freaky's dick so motherfucking hard. Freaky hung up, and on my birthday, he looked at me with a straight face like, what happened? Travis such a good time. I'm like, Travis ran your ass off. And come on, but I called back in, motherfucker. No, you didn't. I ain't seen no 813 number. He hung up. Oh, what the fuck? I'm trying to talk to some pussy, and he trying to suck my dick. I won't want to suck my dick.
Oh shit, you're stupid, yo, you're stupid.
I was mad about that. Shit, I didn't even get a chance to get on and girl with him. But I had my birthday to make up for, but that nigga had a straight face like, Mommy, what was it? Try, big ass.
Damn, yo, that's fucked up, yo. Yeah, that's fucked up, man. Oh,
that
man.
Is true. But he's a good, he is still good. You know,
even though he always starts with me, I got to say, Trav is a long-term part of the show.
Yeah,
he's
treating
my nigga any kind of way.
That's what I'm talking about, right? You know what I'm saying?
All I could do was laugh because them motherfuckers was going in.
I had it, yo. Go hard, yo. Yo.
And no. They made Waka Flocka look stupid. Them bitches was going hard.
Hey, look. Impression. Yeah. I hear you, T.A. Touching that motherfucker right now. You can be even yelling. Fucking Travis. He's going right in. I was doing that with my boy. Yo, call now. And this girl, they call you a fat fucker. They call you a fat bitch. You suck dick. I said, call now, son. Oh, that shit was funny as hell, yo. Yo, stupid, yo. Oh, man. Yo, but really, though, that's a good show. My man Murphy Lee came in. He showed mad love, yo. He showed mad love, for real.
I love his thought process.
Yes, definitely.
Then the fact that he liked my show because it gives artists a different format because they can come and speak their mind. You don't got to worry
right.
about no, oh, shit, the FCC just pulled the plug, nigga. You just talk about fucking in a club. Close your eyes. No, FCC closed my shit down because I ain't get them no pussy and they was trying to regulate.
The only way.
No. This man, I'm telling y'all done created a monster in me.
Hey, yo, Chop.
Yes.
Is she fluffy?
Who?
Danny. She looks fluffy on. Okay, she looks kind of fluffy on the Twitter.
No, that's just how her picture is. No, she's not fluffy at all.
Okay.
He ain't fluffy, but he not fluffy.
Okay. Well, she ready. She down, yo. She down. So we gotta find somebody to balance this money, yo, and get this money for real, Chop.
I think she was down from that damn song, bisexual. Shit,
huh?
I'm not gonna make a song about a motherfucker I meet at a club, and you see that it wasn't even a whole song. She probably couldn't finish it because the bitch probably just had her fucked up. Shit, that a motherfucker invite me to the bathroom. What? Bitch, let's go. I'm going to beat your ass to the bathroom.
Stop lying. Because you got an invitation last week. Shut the fuck up.
What? To the bathroom?
You know you had an invitation to the bathroom last week.
No, I didn't.
Let's not call names.
No,
right?
I didn't.
Let's not call names.
No, I told
right?
y'all about my first. I told you about my first experience. I suggested the bathroom. No, don't get it twisted.
Listen. You had somebody call you out last week. They called you out last week, and you didn't say shit.
No.
A female called you out last week. A female called you out last week.
What female? See, that wrong was me. And that's why I'm the best. So she's a get in or get out. Shit.
Hey,
this ain't what she wants.
Hey,
this ain't what
Nate.
She
wants. Hey, yo, precious. Nate wants that pussy so bad, yo. She
want that shit so bad. Yo, and Chop keeps trying to go all the way around the whole fucking picture. You know what she wants,
okay,
Chop.
But tonight, did I not throw her under the bus?
She's on there. She was gone by that time.
Okay.
She was gone.
Okay,
well,
but she's
gonna
listen to this show
because
I told her I threw her ass under the bus.
But yo, I'm telling you, she waiting for your ass, child. She can't wait until
what's gonna happen is if I hit Danny before I hit her, I might get cut.
Wow.
Shit, you hear that?
Yeah.
Wow. I need a disclaimer. We now we have a disclaimer for like. The talk show host cannot fuck.
Okay. The talk show host can't fuck without Mr. GA. That's your disclaimer.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that, right?
Yeah,
I bet you do.
I like it too. I vote for that one.
There you go, my girl.
Let's just narrow it down and live out all the fantasies with GA, and that way everybody else is safe.
Do like Murphy's fantasy. Get four bitches, we hop on a plane, we all go to an island, and he ain't really got to worry about banging out everybody because he got four bitches that balances his dick play out.
Wow.
Then he wake up in the middle of the bed, two bitches at the top, two bitches at the bottom. That's heaven. So all four different bitches waking up at different times sucking his dick. Hell, it makes me wish I was a man. I don't get no better than that.
Wow.
Sex in the city. Sex in the city.
Boy. Precious done created the beast.
Wow.
Yes, you have.
Now if we can get syndication. We can just get syndication. Boy, we might get kicked off the air after the first couple of months, but it's okay. We'll be able to say we had it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did have it. We had it going on, yep.
Oh, shit! Let me find out Mama Jones following a bitch. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. Jim Jones' mama is following me. God dang.
Because you're nasty. That's why, because you're nasty.
Hey, you want me to fuck? Why? So you think she's following me so I can fuck Jim and so he'll forget about Chrissy or something?
You stupid, yo.
Wow,
you were
cool.
Stupid, yo. She just said some shit out of her mouth, don't she?
Yeah, I was like thinking, wow, okay, did we
see that? I know, right here, wow.
I see Love and Hip Hop, the reunion show. That shit was fucking crazy because Mama Jones and Chrissy got into it, and Jim was like right in the middle, and then his mama got up and walked off the stage, and, you know, he was like, I'm not going to do this like this. He told Chrissy, like, come here, let me holler at you. He told the camera to stay away. I think he, like, told her, like, yo, you ain't finna talk to my mama like that on TV or whatever. They came back and sat down. Then mama sat there, and basically she the head bitch in charge. Like, don't shit go through her. Ain't shit going to happen without going through her. That's her son. She said, that's my Lion King. Like, that's hers. I'm like, wow. I look at my boys and be like, am I like that? They be like, yeah. Because in all actuality, when you're a mother, ain't no bitch good enough for your son when you think about it. You might find some bitch you tolerate, but ain't no bitch really truly good enough for your son. You'll find a flaw in her. You know, you might not like the way that bitch ass jiggle when she walks. And be like, Or you might not like the way her eggs look, or your son might come to the house hungry. That bitch ain't cooked for you. See, I told you that hoe wasn't no good. My son shouldn't be having to starve. Come on, baby. Mama gonna take care of you. See, that's how women are. Boy, bro, it's a good thing that we didn't get together, because I know your mama probably wouldn't like my ass.
Shut up.
She's like, you be sucking my son's dick.
She's stupid, yo. Shut up, man. You stupid, yo.
No, I'm being real hell. I had one of my son's girlfriends, his baby mama, sucking his dick with Pop Rocks. She had put me on speaker. I was like, man, if I wouldn't have sucked that motherfucking dick with Pop Rocks, my car wouldn't have got stolen. My son's like, why did I just hear you say that?
Hey, yo, but how about this shit, Chuck? Yo, how about this shit, yo? This is the real shit, yo. My brother told me yesterday, he said his wife gave him a call. I was like, yo, I'm at a little sex show with him, party, whatever. And they actually got Pop Rocks, and they tell him I do the parties now, the Pop Rocks, at the parties, yo. Ain't they crazy?
Wow.
Yeah. Yep, at the parties, and they tell him at the little parties, little sex show parties. So you say that shit
packed. How about motherfuckers sincere gonna talk about, oh, and Danny and Chuck, y'all just nasty laughing my butt off. We wouldn't be nasty if you was joining. Shut the hell up.
Damn right. Y'all nasty, motherfucker.
So y'all already know. Y'all gonna have to get y'all fucking asses off the air and get on fucking Twitter, because this is like one of those to be continued, because there's just too much shit going on my fucking show. Not to, you know what I'm saying? Not to, be taking advantage of this.
Wow.
I love this show.
So, we're going to carry on Twitter the rest of the night?
Yeah.
Yes. We ain't got no choice. Ruffy said, thanks for having him and tear everybody what up.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, look at me twitting BBM all kinds of shit. I would talk mommy ass. I'm twitting and BBM. You crazy.
Yeah, I see. You finally got the BBM.
Yeah,
oh, shit.
Man,
Mr. DA, I will send you, I will send y'all Sadie's BBM, because he's on BBM, so I'm going to send y'all his pen.
Okay.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
Possum? Hell no, I want to send. Hell no. Yo, precious. I don't want Possum pen. He didn't want to show. That nigga owe me some money, man. Fuck you. He owe me some dough. Fuck you, Steady J. Steady J. What a rapper, yo. Yo. Fuck Steady J. Him and Miracle. And that boy trash. Nigga owe me money, yo. Fuck the nigga, yo. I want his pin number. I'm stupid.
Oh, my God.
Yo, stupid, yo. Yo, crazy. I love this show. Oh, man. So we on Twitter now, y'all? We on Twitter? We going live on Twitter?
Yep.
All right, so listen, we on Twitter. So listen, look, precious, we need to find out about this little thing with Danny and Chop, because this is going to be live, yo. Live and direct. Yeah. I want to bet Charlie Mack, fuck ass. Charlie, my nigga. It's going down.
Somebody needs to call May and tell May that she's been.
Oh, I know. I need this. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm great calling May and totally get ass on Twitter. Everybody, get on Twitter. It's going down. I'm going to retweet the hell out this motherfucking link for the show. Motherfuckers is going to be like, what's that? Like, wow, they really went there tonight? Damn.
They went there.
Yeah, we went there. Motherfuckers were like, it stopped streaming. Yeah, I'm going to put the link so everybody can hear what they missed. They're going to be like, wow.
Yeah, because it got wild in the after show.
Mm. Oh, and then this Friday we got Mutt and Jeff? What? Man, it's going down. It's going down. All I need is for 40 Glock to tell me his ass is coming on, and I promise you, woo-wee, Ply's going to have to come on this motherfucker to defend himself. He ain't going to have no choice. He ain't going to have no choice. He gonna have to be like, man, look, I need to come on this show and defend myself. Like, you can come on, baby, as long as you leave your hat on, we good. And you step on a couple of telephone books and look up at me when you talking with a feature.
I wish we had a number to prank call him.
I'd be like, yes, this is Chocolate Fantasies. You want a fantasy to grow 4 inches. And I'm not talking about your dick, you short motherfucker.
This is Chocolate Fantasies. You want a year worth for arm protection against 40 Glocks.
Y'all gonna get my ass killed. Y'all gonna get me fucking killed over and over. I'm gonna have to get a bodyguard. I just want y'all to know that I have to get a fucking bodyguard. That's not cool. That is not cool. I just tried to be nice and everything. You know what I'm saying?
What's the little dude's name who was the king of prank calling? Little Daryl or something?
Oh, yeah, little Daryl.
I wonder if we could get him either on the show or get a way to prank call him. Because, you know, he's already ignorant, so he's going to answer the phone and be on some ignorance anyway. That might make for an excellent, excellent show.
That would. That'd be something different, yo. Something different.
Oh, my gosh.
No doubt.
And he's hilarious.
Hey, yo, matter of fact, also, too, can we reach out to my man? What's his name? Cousin Tommy? Nephew Tommy?
Yeah.
We can get him, too, can we? Nephew Tommy. That'd be nice, yo. He'd have been on the show.
Mr. GA, that's what we're going to work on next week, trying to find some syndication and trying to find some comedians. Because you know what? Rappers can't hang with this motherfucker, but I bet you some comedians.
They will go off on this motherfucker for real. Like your earthquakes and your fucking, all them cats, yo, will go off. You know what I'm saying? Have a ball with her.
You know what? And they need promotion. Comedians are the most under-promoted in the industry.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they love talking about sex, too. Like Samoa. They love that shit, yo. They're pulling.
Oh, hell yeah. And Estelle, the little older lady.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They would love that.
I'm down with that. Let's do that. Let's do that.
Yeah, that's what we're going to collab on next week.
If I remember, I did. Y'all wasn't on when I had comedian Eddie Bryant out of D.C. He was fucking hilarious. I met him at my first comedy show the day before Valentine's Day. So I'm like, okay, why this motherfucker on stage? I'm tweeting his ass like, I want you on the show. So I did get off the show. I introduced myself. I'm Chuck Mommy. I'm the one that was tweeting you like, damn, I got some Patron and some weed. I don't sleep with people that I get on my show. And plus my period on. I'm sick. You don't want me. He's like, damn. He came on the show, and we came up with this awesome-ass concept of having a comedian host a fuck flick. It's called Jokes and Strokes. So while people are fucking, he's actually hosting it and making jokes while the motherfuckers are fucking.
Well, we need to work on that. What happened?
Nothing happened. He came down here a couple of weeks ago because we had talked about when he came down. And, you know, I'm stingy. I ain't giving him no pussy. No, he was calling me up because he wanted to kick it. Because, you know, that people, this is how people used to pay going to extremes to be with them. When you meet that one bitch that just don't give you the time of day, you want her the most. You want what you can't have. And then after you done been on the site, his whole clique was trying to come down here when he came because they joined the site and lost their fucking mind on the show. So, yeah.
That's another thing.
He's
we need some Chocolate City models, GA. We got to get her some backup girls to handle the actual activity work. You know what I mean?
They got that throwback action.
Yeah.
They got that throwback action. Somebody called me last night. It's like, oh, I need you to put these girls on your show. Okay. I went to the pictures. I was like, yo, we got a butter face on here. Like, no, nigga. Like, she got some cute eyes and she got a fat ass. I said, the motherfuckers on my show see her face, it's a wrap. It is a fucking wrap. They are going to clown her.
Believe it or not, they might. I know niggas that fuck some of anything in the dark, and a lot of them come on the show.
Man, I was just like,
Rappers talk a lot of shit, but in the dark, all they looking at is the ass.
Oh, yeah. That's why Mr. G over there laughing, because he trying to figure out how he can capitalize on her ugly ass.
I say, what? You stupid, yo.
Mr. GA, I'm watching you.
What I do?
Yes, I'm watching you.
And I gotta send you another Tank song. Tank got a song say face down, ass up. I'm throwing all my cash up. I say, oh shit.
Damn.
Oh yeah.
Wow, it went hard,
Mr. GA. She took him out of retirement for his dumb ass. You wanna spend some cash? Yeah. Make it rain, Trick.
Who gonna make it rain? I don't make it rain, baby.
No. Tank is gonna make. You remember he said he Trick?
Oh yeah,
yes, it's my duty
impressive.
To take his money.
Impressive. This dude came on the show, yo, and he was just talking crazy. He was like, "I buy pussy. Most I spent one night was like $3,500 on some pussy. It was her and her cousin. $3,500. I was like, nigga, first of all, I don't buy pussy. I said, but real talk, she trying to buy some pussy and save money. Go to backpage.com. Get it for that low $40, nigga. He trying to buy that money. He's crazy. He's crazy, motherfucking stupid ass, yo. I don't give a fuck, yo. I ain't mind a pussy crazy motherfucking stupid, yo. Man, you out there wine and dine and shit. You ain't get no pussy. I done fucked 5 times. Yeah, but you look at your pockets, though. Look at your pockets, nigga. You stupid. Crazy. Final ass. That makes you a trick. That makes you a trick. Oh, hold on. Precious. They ordered wine. Danny and Chop ordered wine for Murphy Lee for the party. Ain't nobody listening to this shit, yo. This some bullshit. Impressions.
Yeah, it is.
You see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
They tweeting and, oh, they just say this is to fuck us. That's
they
going in.
Y'all already said that. What you mean invite? Mr. V.A., you the driver.
I'm the driver.
And Precious is the moderator. What the fuck we need to invite y'all for?
Oh, yeah, I guess we do have to be there.
Exactly. Mr.
Hey,
G ain't trying to start some shit already, man. Go on from there somewhere. Go on some motherfucking where.
Start it, baby. Well, these tweets coming out hard tonight. Go ahead. It's a hot tweet. Shit. We have a show every night. Fuck this. I can be up all day long.
I don't see no tweets from Shanae yet.
Yeah, man.
Anybody hit up and tell her to come on?
What you did? You said you were.
You supposed to just be there to defend yourself, I thought.
Yeah, for real. Damn. Y'all need
to
go hard.
Her
thing.
And her dude, they talking. That's probably why.
Oh.
She said
okay.
She said. She won a team. She won a game. Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
Oh, you a motherfucking drive. You a dime driver.
I tell you,
you're
I don't
a
give
penny
a fuck.
Driver. You a dime driver.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Yo, she went so hard on my man Trav, yo. I got to bust out, yo. She went dead hard on his ass impressions. I'm not lying, though, yo. On his ass, yo. Fuck that.
He did defend himself, though, right?
Yo, he was. Yo,
he
was.
He defended himself?
They were
yeah.
Cussing each other out, yo. Fuck you. Nigga said, fuck you and a fuck truck, too.
Did he defend himself? He hung up. They started going there, and he hung up. And I was like, all I told Trav was like, okay, we're going to, Trav, I'm going to put you on a little timeout. I didn't hit mute or anything so Danny could go ahead and talk about herself and her song and everything like that.
He was still cussing.
Hung up. He called back in, but he ain't hitting no buttons to talk. He was just listening. Then he was hitting me on Twitter. Like, I'm not the person to hit on Twitter. You got a problem with Shanae? You hit her ass up on Shanae. You hit her ass up on Twitter. You can't say you don't have her Twitter because I gave it to you. And the same fucking tweet. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, whatever love lost they got, they need to find it. Maybe she act like that because maybe she want them. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yo, Chuck.
Yeah.
I be tweeting so fucking fast, yo. What are you doing? You on a computer?
I'm on the, of course. I gotta be on the computer. I'm that bitch.
Anyway, so you had to be. And I'm like, ain't no way in the hell you tweeting that fucking fast. And I'm trying to hit these fucking little buttons on this thing here. I'm like, no way in the hell she tweeting that fucking fast. I'm hitting these little fucking buttons on this thing here. I'm like, what the fuck? How she tweeting so fucking fast, yo? Ah, slick ass. Okay, I'm at a computer too now, nigga. Y'all all right in my book.
I don't give a damn how much shit Precious talk about you.
Precious.
Oh, goodness. You know what? You just made me think. I hadn't talked about him all week, but I got to talk about him while he's here because he still ain't emailed me the shit for the booking company so I can promote.
You know what? You know, it's a while, but listen. I've been running so crazy, y'all. I just realized in L.A., I was in Virginia Beach, and I run like crazy. So if I'm going to do it, I'm going to hit you on this little tweet thing, whatever it is, whatever, the BBM thing, so you can have it, all right?
I got you, baby.
For real. So,
y'all going to send Murphy Lee a DVD of the event?
You hear that shit?
Oh.
You read that shit?
Of course.
we're coming to
St. Louis. Shit. Fuck dip sex. We can just do St. Zuna sex. Shit.
For a while.
They gonna make a DVD. They ain't gonna all
cut.
You know what I'm saying? All cut.
Just of that scene. You know, it's gonna be too big to BBM or anything like that.
Oh, wow.
Hey, yo.
Did he agree to send the bottle of Freaky Moscato?
Oh, I'm gonna hit him up.
You know she is.
That was so cute when he was like, in order for people to get to him, go through me. Oh, that is so cute.
That was fly, yo. He was like, you know, like, tell him how to, he was like, nah, they call you, and then you call me. I was like, that was love, yo. That was love.
Yeah.
That was love, yo.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to talk to his fucking people tonight because I know Brandon going to have something to say. Oh, man, I got to give Brandon a shout-out because he helped make this possible for me. We was up to 3 o'clock in the morning listening to my ghetto-ass backdoor neighbors fight in the parking lot trying to steal the show.
Damn.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? Man, we had a bunch of people that rolled the wave tonight.
For real?
Yes.
That's good.
Yes, I'm going to even put Dal Jones on here. And I hope he called back so I can speak to his damn daddy, because I got some questions for his ass.
For his daddy, for his father? He's too good. For his father.
Y'all
ready?
That's what y'all do. Man, look, I can't be fucking with y'all all night, for real.
Yes, you can. We ain't going nowhere. We right here. Listen, we ain't off work till they shut us off.
Yeah.
That's how it goes on here. Until this shit goes off and it says, talk radio, you're off the air. Shit. We still working, nigga. We still at work. We going to talk to me and that shit shut down. That's how it goes.
Yeah, we still live.
Damn right.
Oh,
shit.
My gosh.
I didn't cancel all my plans. Listen, look. It's so bad now. I didn't cancel my plans on Tuesday and Fridays. You going out? Nah. The talk show. That'll be a fucking talk show.
I think I'm going to make a list of 65-year-old white men for us to prank call on Friday show.
Oh, shit. They said, Chuck Mommy.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my goodness. This is mad cool. I picked up some pretty good-ass followers tonight.
Yes, we did. Okay, Danny, her phone went out. But all is well. Okay. Y'all about to get this shit in. We about to put this shit on live.
We about to get it popping. Oh, shit. Now, 40 Glock needs to ride the wave.
Yeah.
Oh, people gonna listen to this show and be like, "What the hell?"
They don't hear the first part. Like, "What the fuck?" What the hell? They're about to fight.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Friday night, Mutt and Jeff. From BAM, from Big Cat, we say Bad Boys. What? Ludo, did I say that? Big Cat Records. Then we got Chocolate City listening on Saturday. Like, man, three times a week, it don't get no better. Like, you know. And on Saturday, I be chill. I be in relaxed mode. Like, for real, this is going to be quite interesting. Quite interesting.
I'm missing my Twitter.
We are together, putting it together like puzzle pieces. So now we got Fat Boy Trav in the piss and Ceddie J in the possum.
Yeah, that nigga said. I look for a fly. I said, "Yo," she's like, "What the fuck did he say?" Yeah, because in the possum. What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, who's in the possum? Oh, man, that's crazy.
So y'all know I'm stupid. I got to ask dumbass questions like, what the hell does a possum have to do with anything?
Man, he is turned out.
Ceddie J need to go ahead and just participate in some real activity. Is he white?
Oh, he's black.
Is he white? Oh, shit, he's stupid. Is he white? Why he made white jokes?
Come on now. Oh, Lord. Start. Listen to this. Gotta open the lines for a little longer next time. I'm deaf riding away. Start a trend. Can Ek Chok Mommy turn Denny Music out?
What?
Woo! Lord have mercy. She just said we need to start a trend. Can I turn her out? Can Chok Mommy turn at Denny Music out? See, that's what's wrong, man. Females are not ready for me because it's I can turn out a man, and y'all head is stronger than a female's. Then what do you think I can do to a woman?
Oh no, the little bitch might have her game face on. She might go get some sneak head to practice or something. Who knows?
Nah.
Yeah, you're right about
because
that.
It's like, that's the thing. Like, a female going down on me ain't really that important. I fuck the female up and send them on their way. I had a bitch leg shaking. She'll be doing so many fucking freestyles that she'll be gonna spin a motherfucking album. All she needs is a beat.
Wow.
Princess would be like, "Damn, Punk, can you keep up, man?"
Wow. Okay.
Is she tweeting that? Is she tweeting that?
Yeah. I'm gonna retweet it, then you'll see it.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you.
She's probably tweeting. Oh, shit.